Another one.
We're back doing our voices.
The last one.
Do you know what that, for now?
For now.
Do you know what that means? It's Book of Boba Fett time.
Ooh, so exciting.
So exciting.
Imagine if we got this out the day after the new episode came out.
But we almost did.
Instead of episode of The Mandalorian.
Actually, I think episode 5 and 6 came out that day. And then next week, as we're recording, is Mando. And then after that is this one. Late to the party as always.
It's okay.
We're so good at our jobs.
People
because we kept
like
promising
it.
The other one. So
people
so
are still gonna like it.
Gotta do it.
It's gonna be okay.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, welcome back to the Farthest Galaxy Star Wars podcast. I'm your local scruffy looking nerd herder hunter. As always, I'm joined by Jedi Master Alex. This week we're gonna be covering Book of Boba Fett, Chapter 7, as well as our final thoughts on the show before we move onwards and upwards towards whatever the fuck they're gonna drop us next.
Kenobi.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's next.
We'll talk about that in a bit. We got some more news before that though. So let's just start off with the one that happened the earliest in the timeline. Andor got confirmed for a season 2 just by one of the guys, Stellan Skarsgård. I think he voices like Rebel Guy.
He's the director of the show directed Dune.
He's not the director of Dune. Director of Dune is Denis Villeneuve.
Oh, a different guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
This guy's in Dune. He's the big fat guy in Dune.
Right, that's what it is. Okay.
I didn't know he was the director of the show. I knew he was in Rogue One as
I believe he's directing,
He's not Anton Merrick, but he's the other guy who's like with
now,
Mon Mothma.
Now I have to look it up. We are so good at this. We just jump right in.
he's the Mon Mothma guy.
Andor. Yeah, I believe he... Abdor. I believe he's Abdor. Directing it.
He might be.
I could be wrong.
He's done stuff like that before.
Could totally be wrong.
He said he's filming it. Find Stellan. There he is.
He's
not
just
labeled
in the
anything.
Cast. No,
click on him, though. See what he played in Rogue One.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Directed by Ben Carson, Susanna White, and others. So I don't know where I got even the idea that it doesn't give him a title.
He's in Rogue One.
It just says he's in it. Yeah, let's open it up. Who was he in Rogue One?
He's just like a guy.
Yeah, he was in Dune. He's the Baron. Rogue One. When did that movie come out? 2016,
yeah.
Okay, he's not in Rogue One.
What is he in? What Star Wars is he in?
It doesn't look like he's in any Star Wars.
Really?
From what I can see. He's in Dune. I know he's in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Is he just going to be in Andor?
He's in Thor as Eric Selvig.
Oh, yeah, I know he's that.
Yeah, he's not in any Star Wars.
Andor, Stellan Skarsgård talks Rogue One, a Star Wars story spinoff. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, he's just in Andor.
Dude, I thought we really are like real guy. Star Wars fans. We just don't know what we're talking about.
I thought he was in another one.
We're past prequels now. Still not showing him.
It says he isn't a Star Wars fan.
He's not.
Which is pretty tight. He said he took the role because it sounded cool.
All right, so he's not Star Wars.
He's in Star Wars.
He's going to be.
He's going to be in.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I thought he was the other dude who was chilling with Mon Mothma. It
pretty,
must just be another
old weird
white guy.
That they're confirming a season 2 before season 1 even had a chance to fail yet.
Well, he didn't confirm season 2. He said we're filming it.
Yeah.
But like, no official announcements come out.
No, but...
And he probably wasn't supposed to say that.
Yeah, if you're talking about season 2, all of a sudden all of us are like,
like,
but
we
what
didn't
if
even
season
know
1
when,
sucks?
We didn't even know when season 1 started filming.
Yeah, we
were
even,
just like,
we don't know.
We don't know when it's coming. Probably September.
Yeah, we don't even have like a trailer or anything for it. We just had set pictures and we got that one thing of Diego Luna going, it's going to be really cool.
I promise, because I'm cool as fuck.
Like, all right, cool, I guess.
I mean, I'm excited for the show.
I know
we don't like Rebels too much, just like in general. Like, we like the Jedis and the Empire and that kind of... And obviously Mando.
After Book of Boba Fett, I'm more excited for those less Andor-y things that we see in Andor.
Yeah, because I'm excited to see... Because the Rogue One's my favorite. I'm excited to see where... What and where we get from that show. Because we know we're getting two Rogue One. But this takes place like 5 years before. So they can do 5 seasons if they really want to, or more.
That's the weird thing about this show, too. It's like, you picked one character from Rogue One, and some people are going to be probably expecting to see characters like Chirrut and Baze, but we're probably just not going to, because they had no relevance to the story.
If we see them, it's
going to
be like a Mandalorian episode, where they just adapt whatever the book came, the manga that came out, Guardians of the Wills.
I feel like it would just be
weird. Just like one episode. It would be weird.
It just wouldn't make sense.
But then again, look what Book of Boba Fett did. They've showed us that you can do that, where you just, here's the Book of Boba Fett, and then chapters 5 and 6 don't even have any.
No, I'm talking about like from an aspect of why would we even want to see an episode about Baze and Chirrut if it's not going to connect to anything else until Rogue One.
We know,
like,
retroactively.
The Mandalorian and the Luke Skywalker stuff from Book of Boba, it connects into the end of book.
In the current line.
Yeah,
going
whatever's
with.
Happening with Mando. Mm-hmm. It's like to just take a random like shot of Baze and Chirrut hanging out, like, yeah! they're here.
Yeah, well, we know they get there. But I was saying just doing a whole episode on the... Just adapt the book in an episode.
Yeah, this is still my least anticipated show out of all the ones slated. I mean, how can you really... hang with Kenobi and Ahsoka? You know, that's a tough one.
Sorry. I'm even more interested in Rangers of the Republic, even though it's been, like, stealth canceled.
Yeah, even though it's not coming.
And Rogue Squadron sounds tight.
Yeah, we still don't know.
Push back. Taika Waititi's trilogy, also cool. Or Taika Waititi's movie.
So. Yeah, they're shelving like all the projects. Ryan Johnson's project, Jenkins' project, everything.
We know why Ryan Johnson's got shelved. Poor reception after episode 8 and 9. Patty Jenkins had creative differences with the with the studio, so that movie's gotten shelved.
Got shelved.
Yeah. Taika Waititi, he's still working on something, but he's got so much shit going on. He's got that new like Blackbeard movie coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay.
He works on a lot of stuff. We just don't know what it is that he's making yet. We're all hoping it's KOTOR.
It's gotta be. It's gotta be something.
Keanu Reeves is Revan? Come on.
Him and Keanu Reeves would be great together.
A sick movie, dude. You get Taika directing comedic scenes and the action scenes.
Who would Taika play, though? Would he play the droid?
Doesn't matter. Yeah,
or would he play Zalbar?
He could even just be like a random character. He doesn't have to be like a main crew.
No, but he's always around.
I think he'd be great for HK-47 because HK-47's whole thing is, Master, I love murder. Let's go commit some murders. Yeah, you know, having Taika be like
a droid though.
It'd be like, why do all the droids that want to commit murder sound the same? It's like because the guy who did all the vocal processing for them didn't think it was worth it to like use different voices. So he's just like, yeah, all the murder droids, all the IG droids, the assassin droids, they're all gonna sound the same.
Well, the Assassin's Droid is
I mean, you could pass it off with, like, a quick throwaway line. I'm sure there would be a lot of sweaty Star Wars fans like, I would be like, oh, that's funny.
The HK droids turn into IG droids later on or fucking whatever.
Exactly. Maybe the HK was the original design model.
And then it was too evil, so they dumbed it down to where they could easily be destroyed because they're thin.
We are hurting the opinions of so many, and the feelings of so many people who are, like, in on the droid lore. And they're like...
The Maker!
They are completely different droids made by completely different companies! And I'm like, funny droid voiced by Taika.
Alright.
Yeah, let's move on to the next piece of news.
Why?
Force Unleashed is coming to Switch, everybody. Get excited. But not the Force Unleashed versions that you're expecting. It's the PS2, the Wii, and PSP versions of the game, which are, they're different.
They're ugly.
They're definitely ugly. Things are changed about them. They have a couple extra levels, actually, which is
pretty cool, comparatively. Which is weird.
They came out at the same time.
I thought they were developed
out at the same time. They were just developed by a different studio.
Because
I remember being a kid and seeing The Force Unleashed came out, and I didn't have a PS3 at the time. So I was like, whatever, I'll just get the one for PS2. And I played it, and it was cool. And then we finally got a PS3, and I got the PS3 version, and I was like, this is a different game.
This is the same, but different.
I was like, it's the same, but the PS3 and 360 version, they're more a little bit more refined, a little bit more cleaned up, and a little bit more streamlined.
Yeah.
The Wii, PS2, and PSP versions of the game, I believe, never got the DLC, like the Tatooine and Hoth stuff. But they did have a dual mode, which was excluded from the PS3 and 360 version, so you could play characters like Obi-Wan, Qui-Gon Jinn, Darth Maul, Anakin Skywalker, you know, and you can just fight your friends.
That'd be tight.
So,
I mean, I might play it
just because... I might get this because I'm expecting it to be like a $20 release.
Yeah.
So I might get it, especially if the co-op duels are still intact.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great reason to just throw $20 at this. Yeah. Granted, you have to play through the campaign to unlock all the characters.
But the campaign's not even hard.
No, it's not even a big
deal. Play it on easy mode, just have fun.
I think it would be something that's worth doing. But it is to note that if you were planning on like, oh, I never got to play The Force Unleashed and now it's coming to Switch. Sweet. I get to play those DLCs and stuff. No, you don't.
You just get the ugly one.
I would very much say to look into the differences between versions before you jump into this, because even $20 for some people is a stretch. It's like that's their game for the month, you know. So
if you're gonna get any of the Force Unleashed games, I recommend getting Ultimate Sith Edition.
Yeah. That's what I have.
SSDs.
Well, actually, on the 360, I bought the regular version and just all the DLC for it separately. On PC, I have the Ultimate Sith Edition.
Nice.
I love owning this game on, like, several consoles.
It's a good game.
It's my favorite.
And the second one's pretty solid, too.
Second one's good. It's just too short.
Yeah. It's because that was the time. Single-player games had to be 7 hours or no one was playing them.
I remember getting to the end of Force Unleashed 2, and it's the fight with Darth Vader. I'm like, dude, the middle of the game is a fight with Darth Vader? I'm like, what's the ending going to look like? And then the credits rolled, and I was like, oh, I was like, this game's a lot shorter than the first.
What did you think about the Tron game? The Tron game was in the same vein of that, and it was like 6 hours.
We went to
out.
The store. We bought it in the middle of the day. I got all of my progress deleted by like 8 p.m. I think we got it at like 3 o'clock, 8 p.m. All the progress deleted. We were like, fuck it. We started the game over right then and there and finished it. Yeah, we finished it by like 2 o'clock in the morning. This is the dumbest thing. I'm like, well.
It was fun. Tron Evolution.
Dude, I think I returned it that weekend.
I think you did.
I was like, I'm done. And the guy was like, you're done. I'm like, I'm done.
I beat it.
I beat the game. I'm like, it wasn't that hard.
It was
like
I beat it twice.
It was the first game that I beat in like 6 hours ever. And I was like, that's unreal.
Well, yeah, it's just, you know, around that time, games, like I said, if they weren't multiplayer, they were just short as fuck. Mm-hmm. They're like, here you go, here's a nice, concise story, and move on with your day, or go back to playing Call of Duty.
Even playing games like Vice City, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, sure, I was a kid, and I shouldn't have been playing that anyway, but I didn't really understand how to play it properly. Mm-hmm. But a game like that would have taken me months to play. Even now, it takes me, like, weeks if I want to play it. You know, it's just, some games are just like, that's it.
Yep.
But even Uncharted games are like that. So
yeah, if you
still
sit through an Uncharted
like
game,
that.
You can get through it in like a day and a half.
I will say I've been playing 4 again. I know this isn't an Uncharted podcast, but my God, it's such a good game. Honestly, it's after this most recent like playthrough and during it, I think it's taking over my spot for 2.
Oh, 2's a tough one to beat.
2 is a tough one to beat, but Uncharted 4...
4 slaps.
I heard somebody in a review say it. We're tangenting so hard. But I heard somebody in a review say it. They were like, Uncharted 4 is what everybody thinks and wants Uncharted 2 to be. I'm like, ooh, don't say that.
Don't hit me with a fan.
Don't fucking hit me with a truth bomb like that, Jesus.
I think people like 2 a lot because of the train sequence.
The train
and
the nostalgia because it blew the first game out of the water.
Yeah,
but I think 2 is the second best, though. But 4 is...
3 is a tight, 4 is hard. Is a tight 2.
3 is great. Yeah. I just think there were too many aspects in 3 where they dropped the narrative entirely. Like Talbot turning around a corner and disappearing. And then at the end of the game, they're just like, not going to talk about
it. He's a ghost.
Like, I thought he was a magic man.
He could have been.
This all ties into our 13-13.
Yeah, I wish.
It's all connected. It's all Star Wars.
Next bit of news. Oh, Kenobi got its official release date. Not May the 4th.
No.
Big sad. We were wrong, but it's okay because it's May 25th.
Maybe we'll get our trailer.
We definitely get a trailer. We're getting a trailer this weekend. Super Bowl.
For Super Bowl, yeah. That'd
be sick. We're going to get a teaser.
Not confirmed, but we're saying it is.
I think we are. And then we're going to get a full trailer on May the 4th, Star Wars Day. They have to. We'll probably get a trailer for Andor as well and Bad Batch Season 2.
Yeah, Bad Batch Season 2 is also supposed to come out in like the spring, summer. Yeah. So
we'll get a trailer for Kenobi right before the show, the final trailer probably, because the teaser for this weekend. We'll get the Andor trailer and release date, and then we'll get the Bad Batch trailer and release date as well.
And if we don't get any of that, goo.
If we don't get any of that, what the fuck are they doing? Those are the only shows that are coming out this year.
That's why
I'd be confused. Maybe we'll get a Mando.
This could
too.
Be the best like May the 4th we've had in years, but
because we have so much stuff in the freaking like pocket coming out.
I'm gonna pump the brakes after last year's May the 4th was like kind of mid.
I mean, we got Bad Batch.
They were like Bad Batch, and we were like cool, and then it was like 16 episodes of. Is this show good?
And we liked it.
We liked it. Probably a lot of people that didn't like it, but we liked it.
It was just more Clone Wars.
Yeah, I mean, Clone Wars has a lot of episodes that are too. So.
I saw Barrett Courtney, his list. He's one of the kind of funny guys. His like essential Star Wars list is like 25 episodes of the Clone Wars. He's like, these are the ones you need. It's like, it's clones, Ahsoka, Maul, and all of the last 2 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the Jar Jar Binks arc. And I'm like, that's fair.
There's a lot of good Clone Wars, but there's equally as much, if not more, bad Clone Wars.
If you just want to watch the essential episodes, I think Disney Plus has like essential Ahsoka and essential Clone Wars. I would say just watch those, but if you're a true Star Wars fan, watch the whole show because it's good.
Yeah, if you're like us and you just want to watch Jar Jar Binks stick around for 3 episodes at a clip, you know, that's it. You're like, yeah.
He does that. Every season there's at least a Jar Jar episode where he's like, Misa here. And you're like, Christ.
Yeah, so the 25th of May. It's fucking unreal, dude. Yeah, I was like losing my shit. We should say that it was a poster.
Yeah.
So
him holding a lightsaber looks
Anakin's lightsaber.
Okay.
It's got to be Anakin's. It's not his. It's not Qui-Gon's. His and Qui-Gon's both flat at the top. This one has like a little nub.
Oh no.
Yeah, just coming at you with my lightsaber nerd facts. You know. Yeah.
Well, you got the whole book at your desk.
I do. And I looked at it like a million times. Plus, I've also looked at, I got the Obi-Wan Mythos statue, and it comes with his lightsaber, Anakin's lightsaber, and Qui-Gon's lightsaber. That's tight. So you can kind of tell.
He's got it. Yeah. Because they're loosely adapted.
We don't even know if he actually does have Qui-Gon's lightsaber in the show. Nah. But based, I'm hoping that they take some inspiration from the Mythos statue and they just give it to him.
And also the arc that it's based off of. Yeah. The, what was it, the fifth volume in the 2015 Star Wars run? But they seemingly changed the name to Obi-Wan Kenobi instead of just being called Kenobi. Makes sense. Don't really matter to me. I was like, that's weird. The poster doesn't just say Kenobi. It says Obi-Wan Kenobi. But he changes his name to Ben Kenobi. So the whole point of calling the show Kenobi was to be like, yeah, it's obviously the guy, but he doesn't go by Obi-Wan anymore.
Maybe they want to put emphasis on this show as him kind of making that transition.
I was
going to
say, I think the first poster will be Obi-Wan Kenobi and the last poster will say Ben Kenobi.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. In the middle could be like Kenobi.
Kenobi.
Yeah. He drops the name.
I mean, we're still going to call it the Kenobi show.
He'll probably...
We're not going to be like the Obi-Wan Kenobi show every time we
talk probably, about it. He'll probably keep his name in the first couple episodes, and then something will happen to him that he has to change his name to Ben. I know he keeps the last name, which is a little dumb, but we have to find out why he drops the name. Because Obi-Wan doesn't even sound like Ben. They're not even close.
I mean, it's close enough.
There's a B in it.
Yeah, it's close enough, I think.
Obi-Wan, Ben, you can connect the dots.
Close enough. If you really wanted to change his name, you should have gone for, like, Cassian Kenobi.
Should have gone for, like, fucking, I was going to say a Mandalorian name, but I couldn't think of any that aren't the ones we already have. I was going to call him Satine Kenobi, but all that doesn't work.
Koska Kenobi. Axe Kenobi.
Yeah, dude, give him a cool epic, give him an epic name. But I'm excited to see where he goes and who he takes it from. I feel like he's going to take the name from someone else. Because we don't know a lot about Kenobi's past, right? I mean, at least in canon. A lot of the legend stuff has, like, and Master and Apprentice has a lot of, like, Kenobi as a kid. I mean, we know he was taken when he was a child, so we might not know his parents, but he was given back.
Yeah, I'm looking to see if there's a reason. In canon, it just says... It says that it was just the name he adopted, and then it says Ben Nelunth was the first great pod racer born on Tatooine.
Maybe he took that.
Maybe he took it from him. Ben Quadraneros.
Quadraneros.
His name was Ben?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, dude, that's so cool. Maybe he's named after Quadraneros.
What if Quadraneros...
And then it just mentions Ben Solo and a resistance fighter, so...
Dude, what if...
I don't think that he took his name from a pod racer. He probably was just like, eh, this is easy.
What if Kumail is Quadraneros? He doesn't really have a voice. He just kind of goes, wow.
That would be, like, so dumb.
You want him to be Quinlan Vos?
I want him to be a character. I want him to play somebody who, like, has a face. That's his face.
Kumail's, yeah, he's a guy.
I don't want him to
just be a voice.
Why would you drop him on the cast list if you're just going to have him be a CG alien from the prequels?
He was a voice in the Men in Black International movie. He played the little guy.
I know he did. Yeah, I saw that movie recently, actually. And I was laughing my ass off every time he was around.
Like, it's him.
You're like, they killed my queen. I guess I should just die now. It's like, I have nothing else to live for. And they're like, no, you got so much to live for. He's like, really? He's like, I'm just a pawn. Like, I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, so I hope he's, I hope he's Quinlan Vos. Because then we can get the Dark Disciples arc.
No, we can't.
Yes,
stop saying
we can.
That.
We can. Flashbacks!
It's the Kenobi show, not the Quinlan Vos flashback
honestly,
show.
Honestly, it's the flashback show. This is Star Wars flashbacks.
We have to see what this show even looks like first. We don't even
We just know we're getting Clone Wars stuff.
We're really just like, Book of Boba Fett, throw a wrench at everything. Because The Mandalorian wasn't like that at all.
No,
there wasn't a single thing of like flashbacks in The Mandalorian.
Oh, no, not
except for just his like childhood trauma.
Yeah.
But it's like they showed that a few times throughout the show, and it was like for a minute at a time, if that. And then by the time they finally showed us, like, oh, the Mando saved him. Now we're not going to talk about it anymore. You know, it's like that completely different from what the Book of Boba Fett was.
Book of
doing.
Flashback.
So the and again, different director, you know.
Different directors.
So I'm not thinking that we're going to see a lot of the things that we saw here in Book of Boba Fett.
No, this is actually one of the only Star Wars shows that has one solid director. The whole
this
thing,
show
I think.
Has to center around Obi-Wan and Anakin. More so Obi-Wan because it's his show.
It's him getting to where he gets
like
to.
Like, if we take random episodes and just talk about fucking Quadraneros, you know, it's like, what are we doing?
Well, people thought Sung Kang was going to be
a pod racer.
A pod racer because of the Hot
Dude,
Wheels.
That would be
because of fucking Fast and the Furious.
It would be sick if there was an arc, right, where, like, it's the Boon to Eve pod race again, they're getting it going, and Obi-Wan is like chilling. He's like, oh, cool. I remember that. You know, so and then he finds out Luke like somehow entered in with a pod race or with a pod. And he's like, dude, what?
He's like, fucking, he now can't. Now I have to like
make sure that he doesn't die in a fucking pod. You know, it's like, yeah. I don't know. There's so many things that can happen. It's going to be cool, though. May 25th. Obi-Wan Kenobi show.
That's exciting. Actually, that's really soon. It's like 2 months.
Yeah, like, it's like three months. Three yeah. Months. That's still, like, it's very still close, though. That's not like December 29th.
That's not 2021. Yeah. December 29th, the last 2 days. That's what they're going to do with Mando season 3.
All right. We got Ray Stevenson joining Ahsoka, likely as Thrawn's right-hand man, Gilad Pelion.
Yeah, man. I'm excited to see more old British guys.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, the Ahsoka show is going to be neat just because we don't know what's going on.
We know Sabine's there. We know Ray Stevenson's there. Mm-hmm. We know Rosario Dawson Ahsoka's there. And we know Mary Elizabeth Winstead is cast. We don't know who is, but I'm thinking Mara Jade.
Where's this fucking guy? Mano Massoud, right?
That's the guy who's Aladdin.
Yeah.
He's likely going to be playing Ezra Bridger.
He made a tweet.
Recently? Or the old
recently.
One?
Recently.
Ooh.
Very recently.
Ooh. Ooh, Star Wars Day. If we get a trailer for Ahsoka.
Very recently.
Ooh.
4 days ago, he wrote, most of the time, rumors aren't true. And I'm telling you.
Most of the time.
He wrote this tweet so that on Star Wars Day, when he's revealed to be Ahsoka, he can retweet this. And no, when he's revealed to be Ezra in Ahsoka, yeah. He's going to probably retweet this and be like, but not this time. The rumors are true.
That'd be tight.
It's worth throwing it out there that he was pegged to play Ezra, and it was rumored for a long time that he was going to be Ezra. And he put that out there. So I thought it was worth mentioning.
Yeah, he'd be good because he's a younger face. Not a lot of people know him. He's about the right age, and he looks the part.
Yeah, he'd be great for it.
So,
you know, we just wanted Raul because we're Raul fans. Yeah,
because he'd be great too.
I honestly think Mano has the part.
Yeah.
I think he's got exactly what you're looking for in that Ezra.
Mikkelsen could easily come back and do...
he's already confirmed to be doing it.
Is he?
Yeah, okay, they said he's doing it already.
Awesome. Because if they put him in makeup, just like they did with Cad Bane, the voice is still the original guy. It's just not the body.
You know, it should be really easy for them to get him to transition over. You paint the dude blue.
He's a big blue guy.
Shave his face.
Maybe change his hair a little bit.
And you're golden, you know? It's Thrawn, like, 5 years removed from the space whale thing, so.
Thrawn does have long hair in some of the comics, so he can keep the long hair.
You know, who knows if we're even going to find them at the beginning. Ahsoka might be looking for him for, like, a year or something.
We're going to get Sabine in episode 2, probably.
She might even be in from the jump.
And then, maybe. And then
we don't know what that first episode is.
And then Mara Jade's going to be in it for sure.
Yeah, Mary Elizabeth Mara Jade.
Who do you think Mary Elizabeth Winston's going to be?
You know, be Hera. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. I said she could easily be a throwaway character.
She could.
But when you brought up that she could be Mara Jade, I was like, maybe.
They're doing a lot
I'm
of Luke
sure
stuff.
If they want to do that.
Mary Elizabeth Winston looks the part. She's young enough to be in the franchise for at least another 10, 20 years.
There was a question raised a long time ago that... when The Force Awakens originally came out, at the end of it, Luke is standing in front of like a little pile of rocks, and everyone was like, is that like Mara Jade's grave? Mm-hmm. Is it like a headstone maybe, or like just a memorial thing for him? And they asked Mark about it, and Mark's like, I don't know. He's like, ah.
Well, Mark is very much on the George Lucas train, and George does not like Mara Jade.
Well, I think Mark doesn't really know who Mara Jade is, because he probably didn't read the books and stuff like that. He's like, I'm Luke Skywalker the way I played him.
I'm the
you
guy.
Know? It's like, the books and stuff, cool. People have their perceptions of Luke Skywalker, cool. But I know what I know about the character. I don't, you know, I think it's not really too far out of the field to say that he doesn't know who that is.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very real possibility he has no idea.
Not a lot of people know who Dirge is.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sitting over here like, I know everything about Dirge.
Mr. Dirge, man.
Dude, if Dirge shows up in Kenobi, that would be amazing.
It'd be pretty cool.
It would make sense. He's one of the villains from the Gendy show.
It'd be an easy way for them to bring Cad Bane in, too, because they're both just bounty hunters.
I said this the other day. It sucks. Oh, spoilers for the episode we're about to talk about. It sucks that Cad Bane is gone. But people are like, but is he? Probably.
Yeah.
But he can come back in any show before the Book of Boba Fett. Mm-hmm. We have Andor, which is going to be at least 2 seasons, and it's all underground shady stuff.
Mm-hmm.
be a Bad Batch again. He was in season one. Why not keep going? He's the Clone Wars character.
It would also make sense to bring him in because I know they're shooting on the volume, but they are having some like practical set stuff for Tatooine built on there. Why wouldn't you, while you're filming Cad Bane on Tatooine for Book of Boba, film some Cad Bane on Tatooine for Kenobi as well?
Kenobi makes sense. Also an opportunity. Makes sense to me. He teams up with him when he goes under as Rako Hardeen.
Yeah.
They can make a joke about that.
Dude, for all
Rako Hardeen could show up.
For all we know, Darth Vader hires Cad Bane to go and see if Obi-Wan Kenobi is still alive and go find him, you know? And maybe Cad Bane thinks he kills Obi-Wan and he goes back very way. He's dead.
Fucking got him. Rako Hardeen got him. Dead.
Right?
Yeah.
Who knows? There's
so many. And then whatever things. Other show in between.
We're really theorizing now.
Well, because Cad Bane in... Cad Bane's first canonical timeline appearance is the Darth Maul comic from Marvel back in 2016, I think.
Yeah, we read that one.
And he's like a seasoned bounty hunter at that point. And we know his origin is he was trained by Jango Fett.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been around...
I think he trained Jango Fett. No, I believe he was older.
No, I think he was trained by Jango. And then he trained Boba. If he's
70-something years old, then I believe he trained Jango Fett.
Well, I thought it was the other way around. I thought Jango trained Cad... And then Cad trained Boba so he could beat him.
Let's look it up. Did Cad train Jango?
Either way, I'd love to see more Cad Bane in live action. Because seeing him one time is like, come on.
Oy, 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 oy.
Oy, oy,
Bane
oy.
Was briefly mentored by fellow bounty hunter Jango Fett. There you go. There it is.
Because then he wanted to train Boba so he can beat him.
There you go.
Yeah. And that was that whole end of Clone Wars arc. And then obviously it happened here.
Yes.
But it still happened because he has the plate in his head. So.
Bing. Yeah, we'll see. I need an explanation as to who put the fucking dent in Boba's helmet.
Maybe it'll be,
I was finally accepting it when we all thought it was Durasteel, but now they're like, it's Beskar. I'm like, okay, how?
What if we, hear me out, see that in Kenobi? Boba Fett shows up and Kenobi's a kid.
He could. Daniel Logan would be great for it. By the way, Daniel Logan is voicing Boba Fett in the Lego Star Wars game.
Nice!
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Tomorrow's busy.
I guess. I don't know. I just saw, I saw the Lego Star Wars thing, and I heard Kid Daniel Boba Logan's voice. Well, he was dressed as Boba from, like, episode 5 and 6, so I thought it was... I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, sick.
And someone's like, is this Daniel Logan? And he responds, he's like, yes.
That is me.
It's like, that is me.
Correct.
Weird that they couldn't get Tamora to do the Lego game, but he's probably like, Lego, what?
Oh, this, the money. The face is the money.
Yeah, maybe, but Daniel Logan was probably like, I get to do it again.
Sick.
Yeah, he'd be great for, like a teenager or middle-aged young man.
Boba Fett. Because we can't obviously we could make Tamora look young. We've made Mark Hamill mixed with another guy look young. You can have Daniel Logan and Tamora fuse faces, and then boom, young Boba Fett.
There's a lot of things they can do.
But Boba Fett's kid voice can't sound like this.
Let's talk about this last bit of news and then talk about the show.
Hell yeah,
because we really tangented off into Uncharted and the ultimate like theorizing terror. We're like, what if Boba Fett and Cad Bane and everybody and Dirge show up in Kenobi.
It's all relevant.
It's like, and we don't even know what's going to happen in Kenobi yet. Let's start theorizing after we've seen the first episode.
No, speaking of theorizing, this is a rumor. So, there is a mystery Star Wars show starting filming in June. Everyone thinks it's the High Republic show because we know Ahsoka's filming. We know Andor Season 2 is filming soon in the summer. That's not a mystery unless that is the mystery and Stellan just announced it and they haven't said anything yet. Or it's another show entirely Rangers of the Republic.
Probably not.
Fucking KOTOR the show.
Probably not.
Dawn of the Jedi the show.
Probably not.
It's probably going to be Acolyte or the actual High Republic like good guys.
Probably show. Acolyte. I think it's safe to say that they're going to be filming the shows that they've already announced.
Fair enough. Acolyte is the High Republic kind of show with the rise of the Sith.
Yeah, they said it's about a Sith Acolyte 100 years before the Phantom Menace.
Yeah, so it takes place 400 years after High Republic. But it's technically in the High Republic timeline.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in that time.
Yeah. So Yoda will be there, maybe. Because he's been around.
Interesting to see what it's about. I mean, the obvious thing is...
Sith stuff.
It's going to be about Plagueis, you know? Ooh. That's the obvious.
Ooh, I didn't even think about that.
Young Sheev? It's like, are they really going to make a show where we're following a moon around the whole time?
Oh, yeah, it'd be kind of ugly.
It'd just be weird, you know? I think a lot of, like, for me and you, we would get a lot out of it, because it'd be like, oh, cool, Plagueis show.
Yeah.
But I think for, like, normal Star Wars fans, like my mom and Christina...
How old is Palpatine? They'd be like,
He
does that life transference bullshit. So how old is he?
He does some bullshit. Let's assume that...
What if it's him? What if we follow a young Sheev? In the old
Plagueis novels, Plagueis gets Palpatine when he's, like early... probably like 18 years old, yeah. Some shit like that. You know, he's still living like on the planet with his family, and it's like Plagueis convinces him to like kill his family. It's like stupid.
Chief Palpatine was born in 84 BBY and died in 4 ABY. He's 88 years old when he dies. So before life transference, with all that bullshit with somehow Palpatine has returned.
Yeah, so
he's 88 in episode 6.
Yeah. I could see it.
Yeah. He's old as fuck.
I could see it being about Plagueis.
He's 60 in the Clone Wars. Or even,
if you want to take it a step further, maybe Plagueis was mentoring someone else prior. And this is the show about that guy. And him and Plagueis discover this whole, like, force being created from the force, right? And maybe this acolyte that we're following tries to go off and make that happen and gets killed in the process.
And
this is ultimately a setup show for how did Palpatine and Plagueis come together, right? That could be cool. But if it's really 100 years and that they're sticking to that prior, then that gets kind of hard.
For sure.
Because there's no way Palpatine would have even been alive at that point. You know, it's like, ew. Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. Because they showed us a while back, they had all those people in that High Republic like writing room, and they're like, we got ideas on the board, right? It's cool. It's like, how much do you guys actually know?
They know a lot. You know, I watched, there's a thing on Disney where they're talking about it on the like Disney Insider show.
I have to imagine they know more than people like us. Well, yeah. We don't work on them, the fucking
no,
thing.
No, I just know comic books.
You know, when I start hearing them be like, Sith Acolyte, I'm like, well, what does that look like, right? Like 100 years prior.
What does
like,
that mean?
Like the only Sith that we were aware of was Plagueis, you know, and Palpatine was like, yeah, it was me and him. And then he was out.
Me and him.
And
him
then
and
it
me.
Was just me, right? Until I got apprentices, so... It's like if there was another one, maybe rivaling Plagueis, or even before him, Plagueis' master, you know, who? There's a lot of unknowns with that show, too.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what the Acolyte's going to be. And I was just thinking about this. With the release of The Force Unleashed, with the release of KOTOR, re-releasing on the Switch, and getting a remake for KOTOR specifically, do you think they're just kind of going... What if, I know it's the fucking, the weird versions going to the Switch, but like, what if it's, we're all going to make these canon, do people like these?
Well, with the KOTOR remake, I definitely think that they're trying to say,
that was more evidence.
We want to give some credence to Revan, and we don't want to just throw that character away, because we know that there's such a huge group of people.
And we've been supporting this online game that has Revan ties for like 10 years.
Like, not even so much, like, characters like HK-47 and Jahan and Zalbar, you know. Revan really is, like, the guy that I think if they didn't take him, a lot of people would be pissed.
Yeah.
Like, him and Bastila, pretty much, you know. Obviously, Malak and all the villains that come with that, we would want that, too. Yeah. But I think they are kind of giving a little bit of credence to the fact that definitely Revan might become canon at some point. Mm. And with their re-releasing of The Force Unleashed, who knows if this is just a cash grab, you know? Because it's not like they're re-releasing the PS3 and 360 versions on the PS4, PS5, and Xbox consoles.
What if that's next, though? What if they announce on May the 4th?
If they do that next.
Because these are the bad versions that they're like probably amping up a tiny bit to put on Switch. What if they go, and here's the Force Unleashed Collection 1 and 2 remastered on the PlayStation 5, PS4, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X.
The call for Sam Witwer to come back as Galen Marek has been huge.
And he's also in Star Wars.
His face has not changed, like, at all, aside from him getting a little bit older.
He's
got
that, like, Paul Rudd thing where he looks the same for years.
Exactly. So he could still come back and do this character.
Even as an older character. What if it's just been Ahsoka and he's older?
Awesome, dude. I would love it.
He doesn't have to show up in, like, the past.
For me, it doesn't even have to be the same level of broken character, right?
It could just be a guy.
This guy could beat the shit out of Darth Vader uncontested all day.
We've played it.
Yeah, he was just that guy.
Cal Kestis could have tried.
You can bring him back and just not make him that strong.
Yeah.
You just be like, yeah, he was a strong dude who dabbled in the dark side.
And he's
a
clone of himself.
It's like, stick him in the Ahsoka show as a cameo or something, and if he gets enough traction, people are like, who's that? You know, we want to see
Starkiller
that.
Show. It's,
exactly. You know,
wish fulfillment.
Maybe he's not Starkiller. Maybe he just is Galen Marek. You know, maybe he's Darth Vader was like, I'm not even going to give you like a
dude,
name. Who cares?
We're sitting there.
There's still a lot.
It's May 4th. We're sitting there. We're watching the trailers. Right as they're about to close off the show, they're like, we got one more surprise for you guys. It's just a logo. Starkiller.
I mean, there was a rumor floating there was a rumor floating around that we were going to get like an animated Clone Wars style Maul show after season 7 of the Clone Wars. So
he's sick as fuck.
Sam Witwer may have his hands full already doing Star Wars projects.
Ah, he and can if do that's voice case, and do guy.
If that's the case, you know. I don't know.
I'm just saying.
There's a lot. I don't really want to get any more into it because we just don't know. There's too many unknowns.
I know.
There's too
I just love talking about like the shit that we love.
I love talking about it. I honestly think that we're spending too much time writing ourselves into circles here, going like, but what if this happened? But what if this happened?
That's cool.
What if this happened? You know?
We're just fans who want to see cool
stuff.
We do
want to see cool stuff.
We like. Honestly, in this episode, I don't know why people are shitting on it. This episode is cool Star Wars.
Episode sick.
This episode is cool Star Wars. Episode 4, episode 3, episode 2, maybe not cool Star Wars. 5, 6, 7, cool Star Wars. I know it's not Boba Fett in 5 and 6.
7 especially.
7 is the coolest Star Wars.
I really don't.
It had a lot. It had a big war between gang syndicates. It had fan favorite characters. It had fucking R2-D2, always stellar. It just had so much going on.
There's a lot of stuff. A lot for Star Wars fans to like. So, let's get into it. Are you ready?
Yeah, man. You
ready to talk about Chapter 7?
What you got?
Let's talk about Chapter 7, In the Name of Honor.
Good name.
Chapter 7 of the Book of Boba Fett, for those of you who haven't been paying attention.
For the last 35 minutes.
All right. This was taken from Wikipedia, so the synopsis is kind of garbage. But I wrote up plenty of notes for it. So Grogu chooses Din Djarin's chainmail, and R2-D2 flies him to Pele Motor's hangar.
His emergency contact. Yeah. Bring me to mom! Yeah. Bring me to crazy Aunt Pele Moto.
I think, if I didn't talk to you about it, I talked to Christina about it, but I think it was you that somebody could have, Luke probably like went into his memories and was like, alright, who do you know? You met this lady on Tatooine. All right, cool.
That's probably where
Where the Mandalorian's going, you know?
He said he's going to go help Boba.
I don't think that the Mando said, all right, I'm going to Tatooine to help Boba Fett with a problem in case you decide to give me my son back. You know, it's like,
ooh.
They probably were just like, yeah, we'll take you to the person that he knows. Why wouldn't he take him to Navarro and see Greef Karga and Cara Dune? Don't know, not going to talk about it.
Took him to Pele Motto because that's where the last...
Because that's where the Mandalorian is, and we have to get him into the Mandalorian's hands.
Yeah, that was so awesome.
It was cool.
Seeing Grogu come back with the little fucking chainmail. He chose dad. He chose Mandalorian over cool Jedi shit.
And there's so much controversy. People are like, we got...
People have a just Star Wars theory.
Well, no. It's a lot of people. We don't hate Star Wars theory.
A lot of peers, too.
We like him, but we are just in disagreement with opinions that a lot of fans seem to hold on this episode.
Also disagreement.
I really don't get why. You know, so we'll talk about it when we get to the notes. Let's just keep summarizing right
good,
now.
Get in there. Get in there. A lot of stuff. It's an hour-long episode.
Yeah. Bane and the Pikes confront Fett, Shand, and Djarin outside the remains of the Sanctuary, where Bane reveals that the Pikes killed Fett's Tusken tribe and framed the biker gang. We did know that. We had assumed that it was Cad Bane who did it, but from his interaction with the Pike leader, we can assume that he did not do it. Because he was even surprised. He's like, I didn't know the Pikes were capable of being so, fucking horrible. Yeah. So he did not do it. It was, in fact, just the Pikes going back and killing them. Mm-hmm. The other crime families betray Fett and attack his soldiers throughout Mos Espa.
Oh, no. My guys.
My guys, you suck.
The big pigs die.
The big pigs
and
do
no
die.
One talks about it, and I want to cry.
Yeah, they don't even make a mention of it at the end of the episode. Yeah, they just fall off the cliff.
We lost the fucking boys.
Yeah, they get, the worst death.
I hope that they, come back and they have robot legs. And they're like, we survived the Bicta.
We're Bic. And we both talk like him now. We adopted his voice.
Oh, man, if Thundercat can do all that shit with Fennec Shand and now Cobb Vanth, he can definitely bring the pigs back.
We'll get for Thundercat.
What's his character's name? Does he have one yet? Okay.
If he does, I don't know.
I'll look while you do that.
I don't think he does. Fett and Djarin send Mokshaze's Major Domo to distract the Pikes, allowing the pair to attack the group.
Dude, I love that
they're
scene.
They're soon outnumbered.
Where he's like, hey, I have this idea. I could barter, you know? Terms of surrender. And Boba Fett's like, I have... Okay, sure, come here.
He's like, yeah, let me write in the tablet. That's
and
great.
And he fucking writes all down, and then the Major Domo goes, let's fucking go. And he just leaves.
Even read the tablet.
And then he's going down, and he's like, we offer you... what is your offer?
Perhaps you'd be willing to talk about what you... And they're like, read it! And then he says something along the lines of, if you guys don't leave, your blood is going to be like the fertilizer for the fucking flowers in the sandy desert. It's like, ooh.
The Gamorrean guards are played by Frank Trigg and Colin Himes. Bring them back.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Bring them back.
That's all we need. Freetown citizens and the cyborgs arrive to save the pair, but the group are overwhelmed again by two shielded Skorpnik droids. Pelemoto arrives with Grogu, who helps Din disable one of the Skorpniks while Fett's Rancor destroys it, and then they destroy the second one.
They destroy those things like it's nobody's business.
Well, it takes them a little bit of effort, but once the Rancor shows
up... Robert Rodriguez is in the show.
Oh?
He is Mok Shaiz.
He is?
And he's Doc Strassi. I don't know who Doc Strassi is, but he is Mok Shaiz.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's the mayor.
That's fucking really cool.
He's in, who the fuck is Doc Strassi?
I'm looking I don't know. I'm going to keep going. Yeah. Bane scares off the Rancor with his flamethrower and defeats Fenn at a gun duel.
He's that guy. He's the Trandoshan.
Oh, he's the Trandoshan leader.
Yeah,
nice. Okay.
That's cool that Rodriguez threw himself in there. Yeah, I like that kind of stuff.
He's more focused about being in the episode than directing it. Sorry. I know. I'm toxic. Fett ultimately kills Cad Bane with his gaffy stick. Mm-hmm. It says it on Wikipedia. He's dead. Get over it. Grogu uses the force to lull the Rancor to sleep, ending its rampage. Then he lays down next to it and takes a nap. In Mos Eisley, Fennec Shand kills the Pike boss, Shaiz, and the other crime lords. Mm-hmm. And then as Mos Espa praises Fett, Jarn, and Grogu fly away in the N1 Starfighter. Later in the post-credit scene, Cobb Vanth is seen being healed in Fett's back-to-tank, and the mod artist cybernetic enhancements. Even the Wikipedia just called him the mod artist.
He's Modifier.
Which is pretty lame. I'm going to call him Thundercat, because that's a cool name.
He did some of the writing for Venom. What the fuck?
Which Venom?
Let There Be Carnage.
Okay.
And he did some writing for Lovecraft Country. Good for you, Thundercat. That makes sense. Fucking hit it home, man. You slap.
That's cool, man. All right, so that's the finale.
It's a lot.
I've got notes.
Oh, yeah?
I got notes. I have quite a few notes.
Depending on
what you have to say about them,
My one note, why is Danny Trejo only in one episode and he gets a character poster?
That's your one note?
Yep.
Okay,
but half
fair enough.
But a lot of the characters who show up in more than one episode don't get character posters. come on. Also, Paz Vizsla, where's his character poster? He's more important than Danny Trejo. Danny Trejo had... four lines. Paz Vizsla had like a whole thing. I just want him to get more credit. Only because it's Jon Favreau in a bigger suit of armor.
No, that's fair.
It's tight.
Okay.
It's tight.
That's a good note.
I don't really have notes. I don't have notes.
That's a good note. Not relevant to this episode.
I don't do notes.
Good note, though. Yeah, no, I get where you're coming from. It would have been cool definitely to have him show up.
Mm-hmm.
Make a second appearance at the very least. Be like, this is how you write it.
Yeah. Like, Boba Fett just knows how to write it.
We just assume that he learned... whenever he wasn't on screen speaking.
And I think his Rancor Keeper, Danny Trejo, is like the Rancor Keeper in Jabba's palace. He's always just in the palace, just chilling. There. And so maybe next season we'll see Trejo like, hey, man.
Or
hey,
we'll
Mandalorian,
we'll
what's going on?
Or we'll never see him again.
Maybe he got eaten.
I mean, he likes Star Wars, so it makes sense to bring him back.
Yeah. Plus, he's friends with Robert Rodriguez. If Robert Rodriguez gets anything, he'll probably show up in it.
All right. Let's jump into my notes. I wrote some stuff here that's probably not even worth saying, but I'm going to say it anyway. Fennec Shand, she opposes shutting down the spice trade, but Boba doesn't care. He wants to get it gone, so this kind of shows like their opposition still a little. She's like, come on, we still have to like be crime lords a little bit and make money. And Fett's like,
respect.
Nah, fuck it.
I want to talk about Fennec real quick. It's her show. She's in every episode.
She kicks ass, dude.
She's in every episode.
She's
in episode 5 right at the end.
Yep, she is.
Fennec Shand is the main character. She does the most work. Boba Fett kind of just hangs out.
That's his thing.
Fennec Shand...
it's like what he does.
Fennec Shand kills everybody in the fucking room. It kills Mok Shaiz, kills all four of the other guys in the pike. Three of the other guys in the pike. So it's like, she if Boba Fett died due to Cad Bane, Fennec Shand still would have succeeded, came back and went, I beat up Cad Bane once, let's do it again.
I do wish that there was a scene where she didn't kill the leader of the pikes, but just incapacitated him, right? And then it like cuts and he's opening his eyes and he's at like in Boba's feet. Right, in the palace, and then Boba's like, "You lied to me, face." He's like, "I trusted you. I gave you your life, and this is how you treat me." He'd be like, "So now I'm going to give you what you deserve." And then he opened the Rancor pit and drop him in.
Oh, dude,
that would have been sick, right?
That would have shown rule with respect, but also he's a little shady. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, exactly.
You got a rule with respect,
lied
but also,
face.
Yep.
You know, they were like, "Whoa, no, everything's chill."
You disrespect.
They're like,
me.
They're like, "Yeah, whatever, it's cool." And then he literally goes home, and all of his friends are dead.
Because that would have been a really cool, like a gangster moment for Boba Fett, where it's like, yeah, he wants to rule with respect on the outside, but on the inside, he's still Boba Fett.
Mm-hmm.
He kills Cad Bane. he kills the pike due to rancor.
Would that not have been like one of the perfect scenes to end the show on?
Capture
that could have been the last scene instead of them like giving a melon to Chrysanthemum and making a joke about it. He gets a melon and I don't. Shut up, guy with the eye that doesn't use the eye.
Scald.
Spinner. We're gonna get there.
And then Cobb Vanth and the modifier.
Yeah, that was. Waste of, what are they, a, waste of a post-credit
scene. Arm. What are they going to do with it? Just give him a robot arm? People are like RoboCop.
I would say maybe the blast hit him in like a point where it like severed some arteries or something and he's going to die. So he just put some bits on him.
Put some bits on him?
Yeah, put some bits.
He's RoboCop now. Yeah, he's RoboSheriff.
Maybe he'll have like some robot beats going up like the side of his face because they had to replace like his veins neck. Or some shit.
Let me tight.
You have fun with it now. He's not just going to be Timothy Oliphant. They're like, he's too hot for Star Wars.
He has like that scar on his face that he gets from something. We don't know when.
It'd be cool if he got his own comic.
It'd be cool if he got his own show.
Yeah, that'd be cool too. The Marshal of Tatooine.
Freetown. Marshal of Freetown.
Yeah, I do have a note for that at the end. We'll get
the whole
there.
Freetown stuff?
No, him like taking over for Boba.
Oh, yeah. I think that could happen. You have your own little theory. We'll get to that.
So the Pikes killed the Tuskens. Cad Bane wasn't involved. I said I loved it how Pele Motto thinks it's a New Republic Ranger landing, but and she's like, oh yeah, I just got all my shit updated. What a coincidence. It might not be ready yet.
It's an X-Wing.
And then Grogu comes out and she's like, the baby!
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, I loved it. She's honestly one of my favorite characters in the show.
She's great.
It's another thing, Theory doesn't like her. I'm like, man, Theory, I just feel like we're starting to divide.
Why
doesn't
he like
opinions.
Her?
He thinks that she was a little too over the top with some of her lines and stuff. I'm like, she's a fucking character.
She's also
you know?
A comedian.
I'm like, this is like how she was, like, from the jump. It's not like they changed her at all.
Didn't make her any less any more weird. She's, if anything, she's any less weird.
Just brought her in for fun, you know?
Yeah. It's a fun she's time. On Tatooine.
Fun time. Fun time.
She's there.
This episode's gonna feel like the We're Bashing Star Wars Theory's Opinions episode, which I really don't want it to feel like that. I just think that he lets sometimes his ideas of what he wants to see in Star Wars get ahead
well,
of what's more feasible and realistically going to appear in Star
Wars. This is
gonna
sound like a little bit mean, but he was given so much popularity and so much power in the Star Wars community by doing his videos, by doing what he does, by having his theories, reading the comics, all this stuff. He comes across as someone who thinks he has a one-up on everybody, especially with Josh, his co-host. I think his name is Josh, right?
I know he doesn't want to come across that way, but I don't think he wants to, but he does. And there are some times where he'll be like, no, not even that. Sometimes he'll just be like, you know, I think that we have a little bit more entitlement to knowing what's right and wrong. And we've said that too, you know, as fans of Star Wars, that we feel that we should know what's right and what's wrong. You know, but when it comes to things like saying, oh, Mara Jade should have showed up and beat up Luke in this episode, I'm like, getting Luke in an episode of Book of Boba Fett, for as much as we got him, was a treat.
Yeah.
It was a real treat for us.
He was in two episodes.
That doesn't mean that we're deserving of getting Luke, and Luke should steal the spotlight in every episode after we've already seen him, you know? After we saw Luke, you know, we even talked about it in our episode 5 and 6 review. I was like, the most that we would expect to see of Luke is him to show up at the end of the finale and be like, here's your kid.
Yeah.
You
but
know?
Baby shows up at the beginning.
I never even once thought Luke is going to show up and fight because he will end the fight.
He will
there
win.
Won't be a battle. It'll just be Luke Skywalker coming and housing. You know, he did that already in Mando Season 2.
Yeah.
We don't need him to do that every single time our Mandalorians get in a bind. Oh no, things aren't going good for us. Thank God Luke Skywalker showed up to save the day, you know?
Yeah,
it's
I just want Cad Bane. I just want Cad Bane to go Skywalker.
Yeah, Skywalker.
Because he's got to know who Luke is.
That would have been cool.
Because Cad Bane hasn't showed up in any of the Marvel comics since the Darth Maul one. I would love for him to show up in the Bounty Hunter book with Boba, Baylor, and Bossk right now, and Forlom and Zuckuss and all those guys. It'd be great if Cad Bane's just in one of the arcs.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's like, oh, he came across Luke. He knows Han Solo. Why would he not know? Oh, the Lando show. That was the show we were missing.
He
could show up in that
who's
show.
Who's to say we're not going to get it in this in-between episodes 5 and 6 run that they're doing where Luke has the yellow lightsaber?
Well, that's
maybe
what I'm
Cad
saying.
Bane will,
that's what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Maybe
why isn't
fight.
Cad Bane showing
maybe
up
like,
yet?
So this is the son of Skywalker. You know, that could be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool. Yeah, I just think that people were setting their expectations way too high with this Luke Skywalker. It's like, we were very lucky to get what we got in episode 6, and it's like, oh my god, I could never have imagined we were going to get that, but not for a second did I think that Luke Skywalker was going to come and save the day.
He was
going to
help Boba Fett, the guy who almost killed his best friend?
Not even beyond that. I don't think he'd have a problem with helping Boba Fett at this point, because we'll just move. His whole thing is, we're a Jedi, we're not supposed to hold on to transgressions like that. Move past it, do it for the greater good. Mm-hmm. I just never expect it, because it's the book of Boba Fett. The entire time, we're like, when is he going to get his moment, right? And we heard it from Tamora Morrison at the beginning of the at the beginning of the show. He was like, the season finale is going to be sick. It's like, sick as fuck. For me, was like, we're finally going to get to see Boba do the cool stuff. And we did. He does
a lot of cool stuff. And him and Din flying around is sick.
I don't think it's fair that people knock this episode so much
for being lowest rated on Rotten Tomatoes.
Boba Fett episode. In his show, it's like, I'm sorry that Luke Skywalker didn't come back and beat the shit out of everybody and, like, win the day, or that we didn't get Mara Jade or a new Sith Force user, but you guys are setting your expectations way too high.
Yeah,
I mean, we had no expectations for Luke Skywalker even showing up in the show until he did.
Oh, I thought you meant in the finale.
No, until he finally did. And all that stuff that we got, it was like, great. And again, another thing with them not showing us Grogu picking, it's like, dude, he's a fucking baby.
Who cares what
he was literally going to point at one of them, and Luke would have been like, okay.
There you go.
It's like, you guys really are so disappointed that you didn't get to see Grogu touch the chainmail, and then Luke was like, all right, put the kid in the X-Wing and send him on his way.
Bye.
You know, you're pissed that you missed out on that? Like, come on.
They are.
There are so many other things to be pissed that we didn't get to see. That is not one of those things. They set us up perfectly with the emotional scene, and they're like, hey, are you going to pick the chainmail? Are you going to pick the lightsaber? They're right. It's like, I knew that it was going to cut away. Mm-hmm. Anybody with a brain, I feel like that's seen television or movies before, should have expected that they weren't going to resolve that matter on screen. That it was just going to be like a, this is the choice he made. Here it is, you know?
Here's the choice.
I mean, we talked about it last week. We were like, yeah, he's either going to show up or he's going to give him the chainmail back and be like, don't ever come looking for your kid again. You know, and it was going to be like that. Granted, Luke didn't show up at all this episode. He didn't need to, though.
No.
He was done. He's doing other things.
We thought he would have returned the baby, but it's fine he didn't.
It's fine he didn't. He sent it the best droid in the entire galaxy to return the baby. So it's fine.
The real best pilot in the galaxy.
Yeah, I think people really need to come off of their fucking high horses with this whole, oh, they spent so much money on Luke and they put him in it. Why wasn't he in the last episode? Like, get over it. Come on. It's the book of Boba Fett.
Easter egg.
Yeah, we were so lucky to get to see him for the even the amount of time that we saw him. Mm-hmm. We got the Luke and Ahsoka like connecting thing. There's so many beautiful moments in that last episode. But those beautiful moments that we got shouldn't take away from the cool things that we got in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't be pissed that we didn't get what you wanted to see because Luke didn't come and wreck house and fight like other Force users.
Yeah,
you know,
Luke didn't come and fuck shit.
Wasn't that episode? If you really thought that the end of Book of Boba Fett was going to be Boba and Din sitting off to the side while Luke Skywalker fights Force users, it's like, what the hell do you think that we were watching this whole time?
Mara Jade is going to show up as the Empire's right hand who's pissed at Luke for killing him, and then Drash is going to reveal that she's actually Arden Lynn, and she's going to whip out a lightsaber from under her prosthetic hand. Shut the fuck up.
Dude, come on. I mean, dude, we knew from the jump that this show was going to end where it's going to be bounty hunters and Boba Fett's people versus the Pike Syndicate.
I just wanted Bosk to show up.
That's all we wanted.
He was the
he's the one thing that we're like,
the entire show that happened. Like, I was ecstatic that Blacker Stanton showed up. That is a fucking deep cut comic book character. Not everybody knows this guy. And he's like main character, part of the squad. He's in fucking Fortnite now. Obi-Wan Kenobi's not even in Fortnite, but Blacker Stanton's in.
He will be.
He will be.
And when he's there,
ah! And apparently Nathan Drake's coming too. Back to Uncharted.
Two Nathan Drakes.
Two Chloes.
And two Chloes.
Oh, Sully.
And one of them is definitively more into her ethnicity.
Go play Lost Legacy, boys. So, Bosk was the only one out of the entire
cast.
He
was the biggest omission that.
Because, like, Aurra Sing's dead.
Yeah.
Rako Hardeen is going to be in the boat. Obi-Wan Kenobi show. I'm calling it now. He'll be sick as fuck. He's not dead, right?
I don't think so, no.
He's sick.
I'm pretty sure Anakin, like, picks him up in the bar. He's like, a Jedi? Oh, I already killed a Jedi. And then he goes back to his drink.
Yep.
And Anakin tries to interrogate him, but just ends up leaving.
I think Bosk would have been a nice choice, but if they do a season 2 of Book of Boba Fett, Bosk will be in that one for sure. Because now that Boba's more known now and he's stood up, he's killed Cad Bane, people are going to either go hunting for Boba Fett or Bosk is going to be like, dude, you killed Cad Bane. What the fuck?
I did like when Boba and Cad Bane, they first see each other, right? And Boba is like, if you're looking for a job, you're late. Like, okay. He's really committed to this whole, I'm not a bounty hunter thing anymore. I'm letting my past go. Mm-hmm. you want a job, Cad? And Cad's like, I already got a job. I'm like, he was really about to fucking hire Cad Bane, like, on the seat.
Cad Bane's a money man.
Like, he was going to be like, you want some credits? You want to help me fight the Pikes? Like, that would have been cool.
I think that was Boba Fett just using, like, some wit and going, I know you're my enemy, but let's talk.
But are you here for me, or are you here for me? Yeah, exactly.
He put out that distress call. I was just so pissed Boss didn't show up. Even in an end credit scene.
Yeah.
Bosk is the guy.
Yeah, that end credit scene was wasted.
It should have been Bosk showing up in
there. Should have been anything else. It should have been anything other than Cobb Vanth.
They could have shown Cobb Vanth alive at any point. So they were like, he's here now.
Huge waste of the scene. Yeah, huge waste.
With Thundercat.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. So Fennec Shan is laying out the plan for them, and they're inside of the sanctuary. There's runes, and she goes, we will see them before they see us. Then Cad Bane and a group of Pike shooters show up, and they just don't see them.
Yep.
That's hilarious. Mm-hmm. The mods, let's talk about them real quick. They didn't really use their mods at all in this episode.
Only Eye Guy does. He's the only one who uses it because he has a whole eye.
His name
eye.
Is Scad.
Scad, or Scald.
I think it's Scad. I wrote it down somewhere here.
Either way. He's the only one who uses his eye. And then Drash is like, I'm going to go snipe this robot. And he's like, yeah, you do that with your robot arm.
They practically act like just normal people here. I did want to point out Drash's arm because I never talked about it. She has like the robot arm starting at the bicep that goes all the way down to her normal person hand.
Oh, no, it's it's a fake hand.
Okay. That's even worse, to be honest.
It's a fake hand, but it's skin colored.
That's even worse. So I wrote that I think that's even worse because it's just weird. Why wouldn't you just commit to the full robot hand at that point? Or wear a sleeve over it, you know? It's like, because they're like, oh, we want to show off our mods. I'm like, okay, then why would you cover your hand in skin and make it look like a real hand? Why wouldn't you make it look like a mod? It's just something that I caught it while I was watching the episode, writing the notes today, and I was like, I hate
why?
This.
You're like, why?
I was like, this is like people who wear like one glove.
The driving gloves.
Yeah, I just wear one glove. The other hand is always glove free, but this one's got a glove.
This is my cool hand.
Yeah, this is my I'm cool hand. That's kind of how it felt for me. I'm like, I don't know, I just thought it's dumb. Mm-hmm. I'm like, just have a red hand. You know, commit to the bit, right?
Have a red hand.
Commit to the bit.
Just be a red hand guy.
Boba Fett says to Cad Bane, he goes, I don't negotiate with gutless murderers. And Cad Bane goes, if that's not the quack they're calling the stifling slimy.
That's what he says. That's his catchphrase.
That's his line.
And Boba Fett says it in Mandalorian Season 2, Episode 6, where he says it to he says it to Cosca Reeves and Bo-Katan. He picked it up from his boy.
I had to write down the exact line because you brought that up. I was like, this is from the past.
No, he says this.
I was like, so I have to write it and get it perfect.
Yeah, I think Cad Bane says it in Bad Batch, and he says it in Clone Wars.
Yeah, I have to like rewatch all of Clone Wars now for every time that he says it. I tried finding it on YouTube. I typed it in, and I got like a bunch of weird videos that were like, oh, okay, I'm in the weird side of YouTube now.
What's a quackter?
Yeah, what's a quackter and a slimy stifling? It's bad. Fennec is able to call Boba off from engaging Cad Bane right away. A younger Boba might have taken the shot and started the fight right there.
Gotta get dead.
That was pretty. He was like, I can take him.
He would have gotten dead.
I can take him, yeah. And then he proves later that he couldn't have taken
from him. From a distance fight, Cad Bane wins. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, but up close, he's not that guy.
Nah, because Boba's got the stick.
The Gamorreans get killed by the Clatoonian dogmen, and it's like the absolute worst transgression to happen in this whole show.
Dude, because like we see the mods getting overwhelmed, and we're like, the two guys will live. Everyone else could die. And there's that one dude who's got like the gray trench coat, and I was like, he can live too. He's got the flamethrower hand or like the knife foot. I forget. He's cool. And I think he has the green bike. And like, he can live. But everyone else, if they die, they die. And then you see Cristantin getting tackled by the Trandoshans. I'm like, that's funny. And if they kill him, that would suck. But I feel like an on-screen death, maybe due to Cad Bane killing him, would have been better. I thought he was going to die for sure.
I did feel it was a little weak that none of our guys got killed.
The Gamorreans did.
Well,
our guys.
Just them. And I'm talking about like characters who were like...
Oh, main characters.
Kind of more main.
Yeah, like the mods, like some of the mods
Fennec,
dies.
Cresantin, you know. Maybe Drash dies, you know. It's like... Somebody who had, like, a voice that wasn't just like, hey, look, the caked-up Gamorreans that you and I love for no reason at all,
the
you know?
Pigs.
It's like, how many people out there are just like, oh, great, the green pig guys, you know? Oh, no, they died. That sucks. You know, for you and I was like, no!
Like, getting pushed like, off the cliff.
That was my Luke Skywalker moment, like, finding out that Darth Vader's my dad, you know? That would hit me hard, dude.
Did your dad watch it yet?
Yes.
Okay. Did you talk to him about the pigs?
I talked to him briefly about the episode. He just said he liked it. I have to talk to him actually when I see him in a bit.
Because, like, I feel like in your household, you, like, hype up the big pigs. Just like you, if you heard that talk. Yeah, so I feel like if your dad was like getting into it and he was watching, he's like,
dude, dead. I'll just like drop a random line. I'm like, ah, dude, the big pigs with their fat asses. And my dad's like, what the fuck?
they get dumped. I'm like, they got dumpies, dude.
If you look at them in the original movie, they don't dress like that. They got like, no, they got like furry diapers on. And this, they're like, check out our ass cheeks. It's like, whoa.
Oh, I miss the boys.
Yeah, I just thought it was a little weird because I had pegged it earlier in one of our earlier episodes. I was like, Chrysanthemum will probably die. I'm like, because he's a deep cut comic character. And we're all so thrilled to see him. You know, I'm like, but like, who the fuck really is he aside from big black Wookiee bounty hunter? Yeah. You know, so he could die and a lot of people would be like, no, oh man, we just met him. He's so cool. And then all the people would be like, go read the fucking comic books.
He's been here for like at least 10 years. He's been there for 5 years at least.
He's been around for a long fucking time. You guys are just seeing it for the first time because you think all the other Star Wars is fake Star Wars.
I think he's been around since 2016. He's been around.
Yeah, he's definitely been around the block. So I thought maybe losing Fennec or, you know, just something that felt a little bit more stakes, Fennec, right? Because where we actually have a moment where Boba's like, oh man.
My dude.
That happened.
He doesn't even really care that the pigs are dead. Yeah,
nobody even remarks that the Gamorreans are dead. Yeah. He's not even like, the Gamorreans aren't responding.
Yeah.
It's like, they're just dead. They really are just like thrown away. So somebody like Fennec dying, he would have been like, Fennec! And it would have been like a whole moment, right? And we'd be like, oh my god, like,
my teens! My troubled teens!
I did have like a theory while I was watching this episode that low-key Din would die.
There was a moment.
Din would die. And he was straight up suicide. And then she would bring Grogu, right? And then the Mandalorian season 3 would turn into Boba Fett. But then I thought about it, I'm like, there's really no emotional resonance there. Boba Fett would be like, I'm not your dad.
Get the fuck out of here. No, he would want to raise him, though.
He'd probably take care of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would do.
He's like, your dad died, just like my dad did, and I cannot let you become me.
Oh, yeah. Really, really weird scene. The mods are being shot at, and they're like, we're getting pinned down, we're gonna die! And Fennec saves them by sniping above them, then jumps down onto her speeder, which is directly next to the mods.
She parked it and then climbed.
How did they not see? How did nobody see her driving up next to them and climbing up the roof? That will forever be stuck in my head.
It's because the camera wasn't looking.
They're like, sorry, the camera didn't see it. So that means none of the mods went, that's Fennec Shand.
Oh, shit.
She's up there now.
Sweet, dude. She's helping. What? She's helping us.
Fucking eye guy couldn't get it. So Din agrees to die in the name of honor. That's literally the name of the episode. He legit
goes, I got nothing else to live for. Yeah. My boy is not coming.
Yeah, he's like, my baby, I don't know if I'm ever going to see him again, so he's let's like, die.
This is the way.
Not for nothing, even when he had the baby, he would always throw himself into positions where he's like, I'm going to die, somebody take care of my kid.
He gives it off to
to Cobb.
And Pelimoto a bunch of times.
Yeah, he's like, I might die, take my kid. I might die, take my kid. Yeah, I might like, die, take my
you
kid.
You have to watch the kid.
This will be your problem if I don't come back.
He's like Qui-Gon, but at least he like doesn't die.
Take the boy.
But Master, I can force heal.
But you're the one who picked him. Take the boy.
But we can use the force heal. No. It's fine.
Yeah, they Din agrees to die in the name of honor, helping Boba save Mos Espa. It's his creed, and he likely believes he'll never see him again. And we get the line when Boba goes, are you sure you want to stay? And Din pulls out the blaster and he goes, this is the way.
Yep.
And everybody collectively came.
Dude, it was sick!
Except the Jedi.
That's canon. Deep cut. No one will get it.
We will.
CJ will.
CJ will. He'll love it. The Major Domo, when he's talking, he's trying to tell them, like, that he wants to go and do the groveling for them, he drops a line where he goes, I was educated on Coruscant, not that that makes me better in any way. I'm like, I love this fucking guy. He's great. I really hope he comes
Pasquese.
Back.
Well, now that we know he's, like, gonna date Pelimoto, we hope.
I hope there's a line where, like, next time we see her, she's like, yeah, we tried, but it didn't work. But he's great hands around the garage.
And he's still here.
Yeah, he's still hanging out, right? And he's wearing, like, a Junker uniform now. He's trying to, like,
educate the droids.
And he's trying to be a little bit, like, more... He's like, she's taught me some new words, like, slime ball. Or nerf herder. Ooh.
Oh, he's great. David Pasquese, man.
Yeah, and then he goes out there, reads the tab, and he's like, perhaps we should discuss what you'd be willing to. And they're like, read it! Dude, I love it.
Let's talk about the pikes real quick. You had some thoughts about the pikes.
I did. I said it last time or a couple times ago that we were talking about the Clone Wars adaptations and how aliens look similar and different. And I was like, yeah, a lot of the aliens, you know, they look the same as they do in live action in the Clone Wars. Completely overlook the pikes. The pikes are completely different now. They changed them in Solo. That's when we first got to see them in live action. People. Yeah, they changed them over to be more rounded fish people, and obviously so they could do prosthesis over humans. Mm-hmm. Because in Clone Wars, they're very lanky, and their faces are very long, and the shit that's coming off their faces is really long. They just look completely different, you know? They straight up look like fishmen in this, versus in that, they look like a stylized fishman. Mm-hmm. So I will give it to people... The Pikes look completely different from the way that they were originally portrayed to us, and yeah. It's weird. It's very weird, but not out of the realm of what they've shown us. Because apparently the Clatoonians were also in, like, Clone Wars and Rebels and stuff. There were, like, Clatoonian guys, yeah. And, when I saw them, I'm like, okay, I can see it now. You know, obviously in live action, they look a little bit more like bulldog men, but in Clone Wars, they look just... Not as much dog featured. They look more alienistic.
Yeah, I'm gonna look them up. Clatoonian Clone Wars. Is it Legos?
I have the Clatoonian Legos. They actually came with the walker, so you
also
have them.
Oh, that's the Clatoonian Lego?
They're Clatoonians.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I know they're Clatoonians.
Yeah, they're the dog men.
Oh, that's a Clatoonian? Jesus, what?
Yeah, right?
That's fucking weird.
Yeah,
I thought they were lizard
but
people.
But now that you can see it, you're like, okay,
yeah,
dog man
now,
kind
yeah.
of, right? Yeah,
this
so.
Guy was in a couple episodes of the Clone Wars.
Yeah, he was like a piece of shit.
He was.
I'm pretty sure he's the guy who has R2, and he's like, I don't got him.
No, that's
and he
the,
wants to sell him.
That's a big fat guy. This is one of the bounty hunters that hangs out with Cad Bane.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe so.
I don't know him.
And then there's Brick.
But I did see him.
Deep cut.
Guy looks like he's got a penis brain on his head. Mando and Boba, they team up flying around kicking ass. Not really much to say, I just thought it was dope.
Very cool.
I'm like, this is the Boba Fett that we've been wanting to see. Him flying his fucking jetpack around, kicking shit in. I love it.
Dude.
He's firing the knee rockets. I'm like, where was this motherfucker the whole goddamn show?
I like how the Rancor's afraid of fire.
Yeah.
And they just start putting it in his mouth.
Christina pointed that out, too. She's like, so he can, like, rip apart these giant things that are shooting at him, slicing him up, and he'll, like, stick his whole finger into the thing's eye, which is probably going to, like, electrocute his finger a little bit, but Cad Bane shoots a little bit of fire, and he's like, oh, I gotta get out of here. I don't know about you. If I were the Rancor, I'd be like, ugh, and I would, like, smack him away into the wall.
I like how Din is, like...
Rancor's huge.
Din's, like, biting at Din's helmet.
Yeah, I wrote that down too because I liked what Pelly says about it.
Yeah.
When we get there, I will mm-hmm. read it. This is something that you and I have talked about. Chrysanthemum needs to be carried into cover, but when the cover blows up, he just straight up sprints away.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm gone.
When he was running, like Saving Private Ryan style, he was running towards his friends. Oh, I was like, he's dead here. He's going to get shot, and he's going to die in a cool way. And then Boba Fett's like, I got your friend.
I couldn't tell if it was, like, a costume malfunction or if this was, like, on purpose. He's, like, dragging his foot behind him.
Yeah, because he's limping.
I'm like, all right, that's got to be on purpose. Someone was like, he had a costume malfunction. I'm like, I'm pretty sure his leg just got fucking, like, mashed up, and he's, like, dragging his foot
behind him. It was a costume malfunction that would have just reshot the scene.
Yeah, I'm like,
it's all CGI with the guns and lasers.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe some of the explosions were more real, but... Yeah, I don't know about that. I just thought it was kind of goofy that, like, Boba has to carry him into cover, but then the second they blow up the cover, he's like, I'm gone! I can sprint!
He's
I'm
like,
out!
Fuck this!
Fuck it! I'm good!
He recovered. It's that Wookiee healing factor.
Boba, he shoots his missile, his only missile, Pew! At the shields that those giant tank droids are wearing. I don't even live in Star Wars, and I knew that the missile wouldn't have done anything to those shields.
Well, because we know from Clone Wars that you gotta roll it in slow, which is why the lightsaber can't get in.
I just feel like Boba Fett, for all the action he's been a part of and how long he's been doing this, should know that his missile was not going to get through
the shields.
He
trained in the school of clone troopers, and they didn't tell him. He was only there for, like, maybe a week during his infiltration, but they didn't tell him, like, yo, droidicas...
Dude,
you can't get him.
Boba Fett's probably fought people with shields before, or shielded droids, you know. Mm-hmm. I just thought he should have known better, because even I was like, that's a waste of your rocket. Why are you doing that right now? I was like, please don't actually fire the rocket. And then he does it, and I'm like,
bruh,
you're an idiot.
You could have blown up Cad Bane with that guy.
I'm like, what are you doing? That could have been used in so many other situations, and you just wasted it.
Does he kill Cad Bane before the robots?
No, Cad Bane is the last thing that happens.
Okay, I wanted to make sure.
I wrote a note for that, too.
Okay.
So Din says their kinetic weapons have too much velocity. And that's when I had a little big brain moment. I was like, if the shields are like the droidica shields in Clone Wars, they should be easily able to roll some grenades or slowly walk through the shield from the back.
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't even be an issue. I'm going to chalk it up to saying that they're just better shields.
Yeah.
That's
more advanced.
For argument's sake.
They're similar, but more advanced.
And for just not nitpicking it too
much.
They're
also bigger.
And now we come to the most titular moment in the episode, apparently. The slow motion spin. Who cares? It was a 3-second scene that would have been a millisecond if it wasn't slowed down, so come off it, people.
I didn't like the slow motion, but I thought it was unnecessary.
Literally would have been like this It's one of those things where if they didn't slow it down, you probably wouldn't have seen it, and the scene could have been cut. I personally don't give a shit, and I don't think it's worth harping on, because it's literally, from what I've seen on Twitter, it's a 3-second scene. It's
a gif.
It's 3 fucking seconds of the show.
You literally compiled
it
into an
hour-long episode, and you guys are harping on 3 seconds.
Where Skull does a cool spin.
Is there no appeasing Star Wars fans?
No, I'm appeased. Kirstantin's alive.
I'm happy, dude.
Sando's good.
I honestly don't think it's that big a deal. Yeah. I didn't even notice it on my first watch through. I didn't notice it on my second watch through.
I was like, why?
I was like, whatever, you know, who cares? And then you were like, dude, did you see the spin? I'm like, what? And then I see it on Twitter and I'm like, this is what people are getting upset about? It was 3 seconds in an hour-long episode.
People are going, Robert Rodriguez should never direct Star Wars.
You still have 59 minutes and 57 seconds of other things happening in the show. It's 3 yeah, seconds, you know? Come on.
It's nonsense.
It's ridiculous.
And if he didn't spin, he would have gotten hit by a blaster bolt.
Yep, a blaster bolt flew right into the wall next to him. So perhaps he was throwing them off. You guys need to just come off your shit, quite frankly. That's all I got, you know? Yeah. That's just a really ridiculous thing to harp on. Dresh, this is the part where she takes the cycler rifle and goes to snipe, but arguably Scad is the one she actually goes to snipe because he has the special eye, and this is the perfect job for him. They only did this to give the two female characters that had the smallest bit of tension a moment to work together. It just felt wrong considering who was at play there.
Yeah.
I'm like, Scad wasn't there,
if Scad died, if Scad was with Fennec, different.
Yeah, if he was somewhere
else. Scad was right there with the Weequay.
If I was Scad and she's like, I'm going to go up there and snipe them, I'd be like, you see this on my fucking face?
I paid for this!
This isn't just for, like, looks. You know, it's not for fun. This helps. You know, this does things for me. You know, so when I have my normal eye looking down the scope, my other eye is, like, assisting with the aim. It's like, but no, we'll send her up there because we have a girl moment. You know, I'm all about girl power, but they really need to stop just shoehorning it in.
Yeah.
So if you want to have a girl power scene, do it like the end of Mando Season 2 did, where it was all females in one group and Din Djarin by himself in another group.
Going to get the baby.
So while Din was going and doing his thing, all the females who had a reason to all be females and all be together and all be fighting and it made sense were doing the cool thing. You know, I had no problem with it when it made sense, but this is like what we were talking about in Avengers Endgame, where all the female Avengers just show up for literally no reason to help Peter. It's like, why are all the female Avengers gathering around to help him all of a sudden? It's like, because girl power.
You're saying they're all in that one centralized area of the huge war that's going on?
You tell me, like, weren't Pepper and Tony fighting together a second ago? How come Pepper is just here now?
Because she can fly.
Doesn't Tony love Peter? Why isn't he coming to make sure that he's okay? You know, we gotta have our girl power moment. Like, okay, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I said, all about girl power. Just make it make sense.
Yeah.
How about you write a show that's all females and then let them do their girl power thing
every episode?
Exactly.
The Ahsoka casting before Ray Stevenson was Ahsoka, Rey Rosario Dawson, Sabine, and then 2 unconfirmed, but now loosely confirmed, and then the 3 confirmed cast members were all women.
Yeah.
And then the other 2 were loosely confirmed, the Rebels characters.
I mean, obviously, Ezra and Thrawn.
Yeah, those are the loosely confirmed ones. They're going to be in it.
They might not even be main cast characters.
Exactly.
Ezra might be safe for the final episode. He might be like,
Thrawn might be
I'm
in
here,
bit,
you know?
I think Thrawn's going to be
Ezra might be a mid-season addition.
I think Ray Stevenson's going to be the main villain. They're going to hunt Pelion down, thinking he might know where Thrawn is, and then in the end, it'll reveal both of them are still trapped with the whales or some shit.
I'm still on this train that,
Do you think they're going to be friends?
Yeah.
They're going to be boys.
I think so.
After 20 years of surviving, you become boys.
I think, for them, it'll
like
only
Kong
have been
Skull
like
Island.
3 years, probably.
It's like Kong Skull Island.
For them, it'll probably be closer to like 5 years or so. 6 years, maybe.
It's 10
six or 7
it's
years.
10 years from when Rebels ends to when Ahsoka begins.
Okay.
Unless it's a flashback.
Yeah, I really don't know.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be friends, though.
It's been 10 years.
I feel like if the two of you,
Ezra's
and it's
gonna be
only the two of you, get warp-spaced into like the middle of nowhere, who are you going to rely on to help you get
anything done?
They'll
probably fight for a little bit.
The other person.
And then Thrawn will get saved by Ezra, because Ezra's a Jedi, and Thrawn will be too good for himself. Because we know the Chiss are like
Let's keep
nuts.
It real. This is going to be a Callus and Zeb situation, where Ezra is just like, you know, you're a dick. And Thrawn's like...
And then make out.
Yeah. Jesus.
You suck, dude.
You suck. Does everybody think that? Yeah, everybody thinks that. Even the people who work for you think that. Nobody likes you. I honestly think it's going to go like that.
That'd be fun.
It'd be cool if Thrawn is still the bad guy, though. You know,
he's going to be the
bad guy. I just feel like it'd be weird if the two of them got sent off together, and then they've been together this whole time, and maybe they didn't have, like, any... You know, it'd be cool if maybe she finds Ezra, and he's like, you know, I got to know Thrawn. There might be something there.
He's shitty, you know. But he's not that bad.
Yeah, who really?
He's like Moff Gideon. You don't kill him, you just arrest him and see if what he can do.
Yeah. Who knows
that? I like how they confirmed Moff Gideon was just like, yeah, he's captured. We brought him back.
Yeah, who got
him? Yeah. Was the end of the fifth episode, I think. They were like, where's Gideon? Nah, he's there.
Yeah, he's good.
We got him.
Gideon's good.
That's why I have the sword.
I got a sword.
All right, last bit of notes.
Yeah, we're coming into the end of the episode here. Mother reveals she's had Grogu, and Din's entire demeanor changes. I love how he is with his baby.
He's like, bro.
And after their little carrier that they're riding on.
Jumps up and gives him a hug.
Oh, yeah, he like leaps up into his arms. I loved it. Yeah. It was a beautiful little...
What are you doing here?
Such a touching scene.
Well, you got my gift.
Oh, you got the shirt. I was like, he got the shirt. Get over it, everybody who's pissed that they didn't get to see it.
Lightsaber.
After the carrier's destroyed, Din jumps and grabs Grogu to save him, and Moro just loses a tooth, yep, hitting the ground.
She's like, fucking hilarious. Awesome. I think she was like, what if I lost a tooth?
When the giant tank droid is rolling up on Din, gonna step on him, he really just sits there and waits to get stepped on until Grogu saves him.
It's like Grogu gets the ball. He does roll, the ball man. Trick.
Just fucking roll.
The jetpack fly away.
This thing comes all the way up in the air. You get the jetpack, just launch yourself backwards, you know? Anything, Mando.
He's done it before.
Stop letting the baby save you. Just stop.
Little ball.
I know you can do better. Do better.
Do better. Mandalorian, do better.
Come on, do better. Yeah, so at the end of the battle, Cad Bane just strolls out of the alley.
Yep, like he was just chilling.
Yeah, like he didn't want to even help. I said that the Pikes probably would have won if Cad Bane had helped them.
If Cad Bane was, like, shooting a bunch of people?
If he was fighting the whole time, he probably would have killed, like, half these dudes. Because he's just that guy. Boba, he drops the line. He goes, I'm not a little boy any longer, and you're an old man. And Cad goes, I'm still faster than you.
And he is. He is faster.
This scene did so much for me. I loved it.
Wish fulfillment.
Absolutely fucking loved it. For all you people who were like, it should have been longer. It's an old Western standoff. You're lucky it was longer than the original fight that they had where they just shot each other and fell down and then we never got a conclusion.
Yep. And then we just see them all around with dinks in their heads.
Yeah, and then later on, Boba's just got a dink in his helmet and Cad Bane's just got a metal plate. We didn't even have, like, actual conclusion to that. And everyone's like, this should have been longer. It's like, I agree, you should have used his jet boots.
Yeah.
That would have been cool to see him jet booting around.
Because we see Boba and
Din
fly around, but why can't we have the jet boots?
Yeah.
Unless he doesn't like the jet boots anymore.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't use them anymore. Maybe he's too old.
Because when Fennec fucked him up, he's like, that fucking jet boots.
He's got arthritis in his knees. He can't take the landing anymore, so we just have to walk everywhere. That's why he walks through the desert, because he's got a strength in his legs.
I think he walks just to get this moment. Where's your ship? I just walked here.
Just like he just walks to get this moment of him being at the end of the battle.
I walked here.
I was hanging out drinking spotchka before this. Boba does give Cad Bane a second to get up, or to give up, but he goes for one last attack, and then he gets stabbed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think Cad could have lived if he had just accepted defeat. Boba was not like, I'm here to kill you. He was like, you lost, dude, give up.
Mm-hmm.
But Cad's like, I'm gonna shoot you with the flamethrower, and Boba's like, fuck you, die!
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about this little light on his chest. I'm confident he's dead. The little light in his chest blinked and shut off. It didn't keep blinking. It was like a blink once or blink twice and it stopped.
Well, in the audio description of the show, Star Wars Explained was watching it with the audio description on, and it says, Boba Fett watches the life fade from Cad Bane's eyes, but then he focuses in on the red blinking light, and then it just stops the scene, and it goes to the next one.
Yeah,
because people are like, the blinking light means life support, and I'm like, or his life's left.
The audio description has to say everything that happens in the scene so that you can see it.
Exactly.
Just because it's in the audio description doesn't mean there's some sort of secret bit of knowledge that all of a sudden you're big braining.
But I wanted to say it just so people will know that we know about the thing.
Yes,
and I gave him credit. Star Wars Explained talked about it.
Yes, we do know about the audio.
We know about the thing.
Yeah, I was saying it was probably a monitoring system for his life, and when he got impaled and died, it flashed to signify something went wrong.
I was like, whoa. Or it's just a cool Star Wars thing.
There can't be. He can't be alive. He has to be dead. He literally stops breathing. He's just down and dead. His hat comes off. He's done. You have to consider the implications of them cleaning up the corpses after the fact. I'm sure Boba Fett probably would have wanted to make sure he's dead. You don't just fight Cad Bane and kill him and then walk away and be like, yeah, he's gone.
It's like Scream. You gotta fucking make sure they're dead because the bad guy always comes back.
Highly likely that Cad Bane is never coming back. Also, if you bring Cad Bane back
in the past,
sure, like in Kenobi or, you know, flashbacks or something, whatever.
Yeah.
If you bring Cad Bane canonically back in after this point in time, you've nullified this entire exchange.
Also, he's 70 years old. He doesn't need to live.
Yeah. Duros, we found this out from the nerds out there in the world. About 80 years. They live between 70 and 80 years. So he was in about that 10-year span where he was going to die from natural causes.
And anyway. Also, he's got such a risky, dangerous life that he's surprised he made it to 71.
Yeah, it's like, honestly, if he's dead, that's fine by me. And I hope that he is dead. I hope this is the end for him. I hope Boba Fett got to get the kill on Cad Bane, because quite frankly, he deserves it. You know, we've been saying for years, based off that animatic that we had that was unfit, we're like, if anybody deserves this final kill, this final fight, Cad Bane's either going to kill Boba Fett or Boba Fett's going to kill Cad Bane. We've seen one of these things happen now. Let's just let sleeping dogs lie. You want to bring Cad Bane back in Kenobi or in flashbacks because it's many years prior to this? Cool, do that. I'd be all about seeing it.
Like Book of Boba Fett Season 2. We could get more flashbacks in the show because who cares?
Yeah.
And we can get a scene where it's young Boba Fett, get Daniel Logan in there, and he's getting trained by Cad Bane to have it.
They could do Jango Fett stuff.
With Cad Bane.
Yeah. They could just be like, we're going to do an episode about Jango Fett just because we want to.
Mm-hmm. You know? T'Mora wants to do
Jango Fett. T'Mora can play both these characters because they're the same fucking guy.
There's an interview that came out recently, and T'Mora's like, and they're like, oh, what lightsaber would you want? And T'Mora goes, I want green. He's like, and they're like, green. Oh, not purple? He's like, last time I saw purple, I didn't like it.
Yeah, I don't like purple. I love it.
And he also said that he wants Mace Windu to be the villain in season two. He's going to hunt him down. I was like, that's tight. That'd be cool.
That'd be really cool. I honestly think we're going to get Mace Windu in the Bad Batch season two, and he'll probably die in that.
Don't you dare. Because
it wouldn't make sense. I agree with Star Wars Theory on this, that it wouldn't make sense to bring Mace Windu back post Episode 4, because why wasn't he helping? Why wasn't he there? What the fuck are you doing? You know that Anakin is Darth Vader. You know this.
What if he's in...
Why aren't you going to handle that? What if he's in Kenobi? That'd be cool, too.
What if he's going to hunt... I think you've talked about this. I'm stealing your theory. I think he's going to go find Ben and be like, this is Darth Vader's kid. Why aren't we killing him? He could change to the dark side.
Yeah, why aren't we killing him, or why aren't we getting him trained up right now? Why the fuck are you so content with him just being a kid on Tatooine? He's like, this is the son, one of the strongest Jedi who basically ruined our order.
We need to use him, motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. And I can see Mace being the kind of guy who's like, all my morals are out the window now because the Jedi Order is thrown out of one. Like, I trusted your fucking apprentice, so I'm also low-key pissed at you, Obi-Wan, because you're the one who trained this fucking kid, and you never like got him on the straight and narrow, apparently, so... I could totally see Mace Windu coming back and being like, we're going to use the kid to our advantage. We're going to draw out Anakin. We're going to fucking get him out here looking. Yeah. You know? And then it could be a contentious thing. You know, maybe he goes with him and he's like, let's figure this out a different way. How about you and I just go and handle Anakin once and for all? Yeah. And Mace is like, fine, we'll go do that then. Yeah. You know, I do think that Mace is coming back. So at some point, I refuse to believe he's dead.
Yeah. Jedis have slow fall. Jedis could land on cars.
Yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson said he's alive. Fuck it, who cares? They let him do whatever he wants.
Why not? I never saw nobody.
Yeah.
I never heard no bell.
Hey, I didn't hear no bell.
I didn't hear no bell. Bring him back. So Din, he goes to try and stop the rampaging Rancor, and he gets grabbed, but Peli, and Grogu goes like, ugh, and Peli's like, don't worry, kid, your old man is crafty. Then Din's head goes into the Rancor's mouth, and she goes, I spoke too soon.
I love, dude. Amy Sedaris is the best Star Wars character.
Yeah.
When she was first introduced in Mandalorian, I think it was season one, like right in the middle, I was like, this is a great addition. Like, she's going to be, even if she's a one-off character, this is funny. Yeah. She's just a tiny, stupid, weird character. Awesome. And then she shows up in season two, and you're like, all right. And then she shows up in Book of Boba, and you're like, all right. She's in, like, three episodes of Book of Boba Fett.
I love it.
You're like, whoa.
Dude, by the way, now that we've seen Amy Sedaris in the Book of Boba Fett, it's totally believable that she actually was in that one episode when he was riding through Mos Eisley. I'm like, yeah, that's her.
That's definitely her.
That's her. It was Amy Sedaris straight up.
Oh, if it was, yeah.
Yeah, you could just be like, yeah, it was actually her on set now, because she was there.
Yeah, I think, I hope Pelimoto shows up in Bad Batch.
That'd be cool.
Like, just an animated Amy Pelimoto, that'd be amazing.
She'd be younger, like 20-something years younger.
She could be dating the Jawa.
Yeah, it'd be cool to see, like, like a late teens, early 20s Paleomoto, like, and she's still just as fucking chaotic.
Yeah, she's fucking,
you know,
it's like Tiny Tim.
And she's like, you know, my dad owns this garage, and she like hits the counter and like something falls off, and she's like, and one day it'll all be mine.
Oh, she'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, Peleomoto should show up in more content. She's obviously proven that she's great in these shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love her. I love her.
She's great.
Yeah. Anybody who doesn't like Peleomoto just doesn't like
is
that
a, is
fun,
a liar.
They don't like that.
They're liars. Where's if Peleomoto get the Black Series, it's a day one purchase.
The Major Domo too. Straight up, dude.
Day one purchases for
I just want to see both of these characters again.
Yeah.
Like, I hope they become best friends and they're in future things together. I just hope.
Well, because that whole moment where she's like, oh, I love your tails. And he's like, you're awesome for saving me.
He was one of those characters that when we first saw him, right, and he introduced himself and he's talking about the tribute.
That's great.
I was like, I love him. I was like, he is honestly one of the best fucking, like, characters because he's a very relatable kind of guy where everybody's met somebody like him where he doesn't try to speak and talk like he's better than you, but in his mind, he's totally like, I'm better than you.
Yep.
He's like, I'm above you.
He's like, I'm the guy.
Yeah, he's like, even the fucking thing, he's like, I was educated on Coruscant. Not that that means I'm better than you in any way. Like, thanks, dude. Yeah, but like, I totally am. It's like, my parents sent me to the finishing academy. Like, ooh.
Good for you,
fucking
douche.
Joker. Grogu is really out here putting a Rancor to sleep. He's OD as fuck.
Dude, Rancor putting him to sleep.
Grogu's got mad skills. Yeah. Boba doesn't think they're suited to run the city. Ellipses, Cobb Vanth ellipses.
You say that, but I don't. That's the one thing I don't agree with you on. I don't think Cobb Vanth's going to do it. Cobb Vanth is Freetown. Freetown's his jurisdiction. I think he's just going to stay in Freetown.
I think if Boba said, okay, Freetown is your place to keep safe, but what if I was offering you the ability to not only keep Mos Eisley,
move all Freetown
not only
here.
Keep Freetown safe, but you can be the guy who is controlling and keeping everything safe. He's like, because you're already the Marshal of Freetown.
Why would Boba Fett want this?
Because he says it at the end of the episode. We're not cut out for this. He's like, you know, the action and the blasting, right? It's like, that's what we do. He's like,
yeah, but then
if this is the kind of energy. Because if you realistically think about it, a season two of this is just going to be a rehash of season one. It's going to be,
the Hutts are coming back.
I'm here on this planet, yeah. You know, and I have to rally my forces and get ready to fight the Hutts. Mm-hmm. Like, that doesn't seem like a good course of action for this show.
Do you think Boba
think
is going to switch
it up
with his boys?
I think he's going to be like, Cobb, you're back. You're good. Here's Tatooine.
You
on
got the mods.
Plate.
I'll take Drash.
You know,
I'll take Kristanta.
I got rid
of
the pikes. Like, you're set. I'm going to take some money. I'm going to take my ship. I'm going to take my people. And we're gone. Enjoy the Rancor. That, and again, that was
the
biggest thing that I'm like, is keeping Boba Fett here. It's his Rancor.
Yeah.
It's imprinted on him.
Yep.
What do you do about that now? So I really don't know. It's not even confirmed there is a season two. Even Ming-Na Wen was like, oh man, I'm not confirming that there is a season two, but I would really love to do a season two.
And then Andor gets like, fucking, yeah, we're doing a season two.
Andor
we're filming that.
Out of nowhere. Yeah, season two. So.
And then Kenobi gets announced, and it's like, it's a limited series.
Yeah.
For sure.
It would make sense to me if they put Book of Boba on hiatus now and don't announce anything. Have him show up in Mando season 3 and give us a reason for a Boba season 2. You know? Because now that him and Boba are like best friends,
and the
they could just hang out in each other's shows.
The reason for season 1 of Book of Boba Fett was because at the end of season 2, he goes, I'm going to go to Tatooine and get my shit back. And this is my thing. Now that he's got it, we don't need another show for him for at least a year or so.
Man, he's not a very good crime boss.
He's
so
very bad.
I don't think
every time
that
he strikes a deal, he gets
this.
Betrayed. All the people literally take the money from the Pikes. He goes, if you can't join my side, stay neutral. And they're like, yeah, dude. And then they're like, just kidding. And they all get killed.
Are you stupid, bro?
Like, what?
Yeah, so, and obviously Fennec Shand murdering all those dudes was sick.
Fennec
Shand. And then we get Grogu knocking on the window with the little thing. He wants to go fast.
Fine, we'll
he's
do
like
it again.
Sonic. He's a speed demon.
Dude, he's like, ding, and he's like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Ding, ding, ding. No.
And then episode ends. We run to credits. We get our little post-credit scene with Cobb Vanth.
In the back
tank,
of the tank.
With Thundercat. And that's the end of the season. That's
I wish
it.
We got something else.
I do
end.
Too.
Like, even if, like, Cad Bane wakes up. Kristanton's in the thing, and then we have the scary Boba Fett scene that
scary,
we talked about, which is amazing.
Scary Boba Fett.
This is what it feels like.
This is what it feels like. That's what it feels like. He just closes the tank.
Amazing. Because that's what the comedic take we
yeah,
have.
Yeah, it just would have been a good comedic one, you know? Yeah. What did you think about the series overall?
Overall, it got a lot more shit than it needed to. Mm-hmm. As a Boba Fett show, I feel like it could have had more Boba Fett in it.
Absolutely.
But as a Star Wars show, this is one of the best.
I'd say this show gets a solid overall, like, 7 out of 10.
It's like a B+.
Yeah.
It's a B+.
Very solid.
There are some great episodes, like 5, 6, 7, and even, like, I think 2 was good. But, like, there's some episodes that are a little stinky.
I even liked episode 1. I thought episode 1 was really cool. I thought episode 2 was really cool. I thought episode 3 just felt weak because, obviously, they were trying to focus so much on the mods, right? And then I was expecting more to come of them. And they end up just being, like, extra bolstering help. Like, okay, whatever.
They're dudes.
Whatever. This could have been anybody. This could have been Bossk.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 4, cooler than episode 3 because we're getting back into the Boba Fett and how he... kind of got to where he is. Obviously, episode 5 was sick because Mando shows up. Episode 6 was, oh my god, fucking immaculate.
The Star Wars show.
Fucking insane. Episode 7 was just the big battle that we were waiting for all season.
And closing out those.
Personally, I thought it was good. You know, if you want to hear our opinions, listen back to the whole episode.
Yeah, man, go back. Go back and listen.
Yeah, just rewind. So overall, I really enjoyed it, and I would be all for season 2. Yeah, I just don't want to see another season of Boba Fett on Tatooine defending Tatooine.
What if he goes back to Kamino? It's destroyed at the end of Bad Batch, but what if he goes back and he doesn't know? Unless we see Bad Batch Season 2, about Bad Batch Season 2 is how Crosshair was picked up because Crosshair's left for dead.
He's probably met Omega in the past at this point. Who knows?
I don't know.
You gotta think about it, because Boba Fett was such a prominent bounty hunter in the galaxy. The only thing that you needed to get him on the phone and on a conversation with you was a promise of credits. So let's say Omega finds out that she has a brother named Boba Fett, wants to meet him.
She finds
out he's a bounty hunter, right? And he's like, all right, what's the job? And she's like, the job is I wanted to meet you.
And then Crosshair
and Oscar. He's like, who the fuck are you? You know? And she's like, I'm you. Technically your sister, you know? Like, I think that we could be getting that in a Bad Batch season.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because now that Daniel Logan is confirmed to be doing Boba in...
voicing?
Yeah, you totally see him coming back, you know, for another episode of Bad Batch.
Did he voice Boba in the
Clone Wars?
Yes,
he did voice Boba in the Clone Wars.
So fucking why not?
He did all of the young clones, too.
Why not bring him back? That's money right there.
It is.
It's fucking money.
And we all love it because he's the guy. Mm-hmm. You know, he's the actual fucking dude. So
I'd be down for that, yeah. Big sick.
I don't really have much else to add. I feel like I've called out all the things that I think are ridiculous that people are calling out, and I've called out all the things that I think are actually ridiculous in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Got anything else?
I got nothing really to complain about. Like I said, the slow motion was a little dumb, but like you said, if they had it at normal speed, it would have been like, oh, okay,
there it is. Then it would have just, at that point, been not even a scene to include.
I love Santo, but I do think that one of the characters should have died, and if it was going to be anybody, it was going to be him.
Definitely.
I really wish that I hope we get more Cad Bane in the future. Not in the future timeline, in the future Star Wars shows.
Yep.
I just want more live-action Cad Bane, because seeing him was like, fuck yes, dude, Cad Bane. And then only downside, really, no Bossk.
Yeah,
and Big Pigs.
That was the biggest thing.
Big Pigs not dead.
Yeah, no Bossk and Big Pigs.
Yeah, no Bossk. He's his best friend. I know they had a falling out kind of in the comic books, but why not bring him back?
Maybe they're going to kill him in one of the comics.
It's possible. They probably asked if they could use Bossk, and they were like, no, and that's why they put Santo in it.
Mm.
They're like, can we use Santo? And they're like, we don't got plans for Santo.
Yeah.
Because he's just the muscle. Why not have Bossk as the muscle?
I think they wanted to have that scene, too, where a Wookiee gets pissed at the Trandoshans.
Yeah.
Because if you had just put Bossk in there, he would have just not killed them.
Yeah.
He would have been like, But then you could have had a scene of him gambling with the others at the table.
Mm-hmm.
But also, Bossk isn't exactly the kind of guy to pick Boba Fett up out of the fucking Bacta tank. He'd probably just, like, eat his face or something.
Bossk would have just blown it up.
Yeah, I think Bossk is probably...
Bossk isn't a gladiator.
Yeah, he's more like I'm gonna kill you! I'm gonna blow you up!
Get fucked!
I'm gonna hunt you. You know, that's like his thing.
So I hope Bossk comes into play sometime. I want him in live action again. We got him once.
Yeah, and he didn't speak.
He just stood there and looked cool. And then he's been in so many other media.
His weird, like, latex foam suit.
Mm-hmm. And then he shows up in Clone Wars and in fucking...
Yeah, Bossk was definitely a big omission. Yeah. I would have loved even if the Pikes had hired both Bossk and Cad Bane to oppose.
Mm-hmm.
I feel because Cad Bane's cool, but I honestly, I will give it that using these tank droids as kind of like the big attraction was kind of lame.
Like, why not just get a bunch of bounty hunters
that we know? Yeah, just bring in a few more bounty hunters.
All the bounty hunters we know. That would have been sick.
Yeah.
Forlom and Zuckuss are still kicking in the comic books. Why not bring them back? Been fucking nice. What if we got Boba Fett versus all the other original bounty hunters plus Cad Bane to take his spot? Cool. We got Dengar. We got Forlom. Another IG-88's back again.
Mm-hmm.
Why not bring all of them back? Taika could have come back. Yeah, done the voice. We could have gotten Dengar. Could have been Simon Pegg. Because he did the voice in the other one, and why not bring him back? Or we could have got Dothgar Ren when he's like big and ugly.
Oh, yeah. whatever his name. Rothgar Dang or whatever, yeah.
That would have been sick if we got to see the classic Bounty Hunters versus Boba Fett and
that would have been really cool.
Led by Cad Bane.
Definitely would have been a more interesting fight than watching these giant robots. I get why they did it, because Grogu wouldn't have been much help.
He would just against, a bunch of bitches.
Yeah, against, like, some Bounty Hunters. Yeah. But whatever. You know, this is what second maybe seasons season are for. This is testing the waters.
What if Boba Fett is like, I don't want what happened to Tatooine to happen again. I'm going to go hunting.
Yeah.
And he goes to hunt all the bounty hunters that he originally teamed up with.
See, that could be a cool show. Him hunting not even just bounty hunters, but he's like, all right, I'm going to leave you in charge while I'm gone, Cobb. We stirred the shit.
Me, Fennec, and Kristanton. And probably the Hutts, too.
The odds that the Hutts are now coming back because they know the Pikes are gone are very high. So I have to go to Nalhutta now and work out a deal with them to not do that. I could see that being season two. Mm-hmm. Boba's like, the Pikes are gone. The Hutts only left because the Pikes were coming and they were afraid. Mm-hmm. I have to go negotiate. He goes to Nalhutta and the Hutts are like, well, yeah, we want the territory now. And he's like, well, let's work out a deal. And they're like, okay, we want you to do X, Y, and Z for us. And that's what the second season could be. That would be the only way I could see him staying the Daimyo of Mos Espa and having a season two proper.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I have no idea what the fuck you would do.
Mm.
Unless all of a sudden you're like, oh, his Tusken trainer girl that we never got any closure on just comes back and she has a job for him to do, you know? And there's a thing. And I don't know, though.
And she's hot.
You know, maybe she comes back and she's like, we need to take revenge on the Pikes as a whole. And he's like, well, I rooted them out of the planet. She's like, there's more.
Yeah, the Pikes are a planet. There's a planet.
She's like, there's more. You know, they took out my people. I want what's fair.
All we did was kill Phil Lamar. He's not the leader. He's just the sect. Yeah, you know. He's the spice guy.
Because it also creates a thing of, if we're one planet and one people that this has happened to, how many other planets and other people have they done this to?
Then it becomes a liberation.
You know, and yeah, and it becomes less of a, I'm trying to protect and liberate my home, and now I'm trying to protect and liberate the galaxy.
And then
Boba Fett becomes really opposite from this quote-unquote bad guy that everybody thought he was.
Becomes a freedom fighter.
By the way, everybody who thinks Boba Fett's a bad guy, you're wrong. He is a bounty hunter that just does bad things.
When he's given money, but now he's a good guy.
He is not Darth Vader and Emperor Palpatine trying to take over the galaxy. He literally just wants what's best for him and his people.
He's a good guy.
That's all he's ever wanted.
A good guy.
You know, even Mace Windu. Oh, no, he tried to kill Mace Windu. Mace Windu cut his dad's head off. Granted, his dad wasn't the best guy, but his dad also wasn't a bad guy. He was a bounty hunter given a job and forced into a poor position.
Cad Bane is a bad guy.
Cad Bane is a bad guy.
Yes, he's a bad guy. He kidnaps kids.
Well, again, you know, even that, I can't say Cad Bane's a bad guy. He's, again, the bounty hunters, I don't look at them as bad guys. They're obviously aligned on the side of the bad guys because they're always being hired by bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
But just as easily, the Jedi Council could have hired Cad Bane to do a job.
I think they did.
That's what I'm saying.
I think they did hire him to do something. That's the kind of shit I'm saying.
Whoever has money for whatever the job is, if he thinks it's worth it, he'll do it. Yeah. Hey, those separatists are being dicks, man. We need you to go and like disable their base or whatever. He'll be like, what's the pay?
What's the money, punk?
You know, it's like, and all of a sudden he's working for the good guys, right? It's,
I could see that happening.
It's just circumstance.
Sorry, I could see that happening in the Bad Batch. And then Hunter would be like, he fucking almost killed me. And
he's like, a dick.
Yeah, but he's hired here now.
He'll be like, hey, no hard feelings, clone.
No hard feelings, bitch.
He'll be like, get over it.
He'll
be like, are you here for Omega? I'll be like, no. I was hired by Captain Rex to help you fools.
Because he knows I get the job.
He knows that I'm the most badass bitch, and I fought with Jedi, and I'm good.
I beat up Quinlan Vos.
Yeah, I don't look at the bounty hunters as bad guys. I look at them as just guys doing jobs for money. Mm-hmm. That's it, you know?
If you had to pick one, it'd be Cad Bane, the actual bad guy.
He's probably the worst bounty hunter,
yeah.
You know, but again, he's only bad because he's opposing our guys who we think are good.
Yep.
That's really it.
Exactly. All right. Any final thoughts and or prayers for the future of Star Wars and Boba Fett?
Let Kenobi be good. Every episode of Kenobi. Let it all be good.
May 4th, Starkiller. make it happen.
May 4th, let's see some cool shit.
We shall see. All right, thank you guys for listening. You can follow the podcast at Farthest Galaxy on Instagram to keep up to date with the episodes as they release and what we will be covering. You can follow me, Hunter, at Hunter_VinylRope. And Alex at the Dude Kenobi. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share with your friend. Or you can follow me at Scruffy Moose Man. I privatize both of them now. I don't like Instagram that much. Anyway, bye.
Never one last time, like a banta.
Like a banta. Unless season 2 comes. Ooh.